Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
No.
Jeffy, your backpack is all ready. You better get in here.
Did you give me the Minecraft one?
No.
Or Roblox?
No, you got the one with your face on it.
Oh, is this the one that's available at smlmerch.com? Link in the description. Limited supply, so get it while we got it.
That's the one, Jeffy. So let's go to school.
You got Uncrustables in that hoe? Front pocket?
Yes, I put Uncrustables. Don't smash them, Jeffy.
Hell yeah. Dad, you think I can put a little boo-boo on this bitch so I can show everybody that I got it like that?
You can put a little boo-boo on it if you want to.
What's my boo-boo?
We got a letter from the school!
Oh, did I make the TARDS list?
No, Jeffy, you didn't.
Darn it! I'm gonna have to try harder this year!
Knock it off, Jeffy. Wait, what's it say?
It says, Dear Jeffy, after careful review of your student file, the YU Dumb School District has determined that you're no longer eligible to attend our schools!
What, Jeffy can't go to school anymore?
Oh, fuck yes! I thought my birthday was in a few days, but apparently it's today! Kitties! That means for the rest of my life, I can just sit back, shit my pants, and make the oop noise. Allow me to do it.
Okay, this has got to be a mistake.
Well, Marvin, it says students must be children in order to attend, and Jeffy's 20 years old.
Okay, look at him. He's still a child. See, look how he acts.
I think he does it for attention.
Even if he does, if he's not allowed to go back to school, I'm putting him in a home. So I'm going to call the school and complain about this.
Marvin!
Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, Principal Steinbeck speaking.
Yes, my name is Marvin. I have a child enrolled at your school, and I have a problem.
God damn it. This is the first day of school. It better not be about the no weapon policy. No exceptions. I don't want anybody getting shot up on the first day of school. Oh, it's Chili Fiesta Stick Day. I love me some Chili Fiesta Sticks. It's my shirt. Whew, wait until fucking fish sandwich day. I'll do it myself. Damn, give me the AR.
No, it's not about the no weapon policy.
Okay, thank God. Because you know how many damn people call me today talking about, oh, can my son bring a weapon, some nunchucks, or a goddamn sawed-off shotgun? I'm like, hell no! What's wrong with you? And, he's getting bullied. I want him to feel safe. Well, tell his ass to take some fucking Taekwondo and fucking lessons. What's wrong with these kids?
No, that's not what this call is about. So we got a letter in the mail because my son is 20 years old.
Shit, 20?
Yeah.
Damn, old as fuck.
Yeah, and the letter says he can't come to the school anymore.
Yeah, he's fucking 20. He could go to a community college. Why would he go to a damn elementary school?
Well, see, my son, he's 20 years old, but his brain is 5 years old.
Is he one of those weird predators?
No, he's not a predator. No, he's not all there. He's kind of, he's,
What?
He's kind of, his
brain. Spit it out!
His brain is,
Oh, he's retarded!
I didn't know we could say that.
Oh, we're both grown men here, right? Come on, we ain't got to speak code, nigga.
Okay. No, so listen. Yes, he is that, I think. So can he still come to the school?
Hell no! Look up your local community college. He cannot go to a fucking elementary school.
He's 20 years old, but please, can you make an exception?
No.
What if I pay you money?
I can't be bought anymore. I used to be a male prostitute, but I went to therapy. Good day, sir. The nerve of some people always wanted me for my damn buddy.
Hello? Goodbye, I guess.
What did they say, Marvin?
They said that Jeffy can go back to school.
Shit!
What? Really?
Yep, they said that the letter was a mistake. That meant to go to another kid named Jeffy that was 20 years old. So,
fuck!
So Jeffy can go to school. No. So Jeffy, grab your backpack and let's go get in the car.
Piss!
No, Jeff, stop acting like that. Let's just go back to school. All right, Jeffy, I think this is your classroom. Just go in there and just act normal.
I'm not going to stop saying foul language all day. Oh, big bird dick, covered in yellow feathers and shit.
Jeffy, please, no, just act normal. Don't draw any attention to yourself, okay? Just go in there.
Oh, dinosaur urethra. You can put your whole head in there. Oh, urethrosaurus rex. And when it gets mad and it starts yelling and spitting, it's piss.
Jeffy, please, please, dear God, just, if you be quiet and just go in there, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese dick.
Oh, Oscar Mayer wiener dick comes in a package of 8 with fucking gravy and fuck.
Oh, look, there's Jeffy.
J-Man, what's good?
How is he still coming to school? Isn't he like 20?
All right, everyone, shut the shit up. I'm your substitute teacher today.
Wait, Jeffy's our substitute teacher?
You can't be our substitute teacher. Where's Jackie Chu?
Oh, the old teacher? He's in egg roll world getting lady boys.
So he put me in charge. Yes, you guys gotta do everything I say.
I'm not doing what you say, you ugly helmet-wearing idiot.
That's it. You're wearing the tard cap, and you're gonna go stand in the corner.
I am not wearing that tard cap.
Yes, you are, Tartar Binks. You're still gonna stand on the corner.
I said I'm not doing it. You can't make me.
I will beat your fucking ass.
Well, come over and do it then.
All right, class. First lesson of the day. How to get your ass beat and wear a tard cap.
You wear this tard cap or he's gonna wear you.
All right, that is going to be your newest sunshine. I didn't tell you to turn around. If you turn around again, I'm going to hit you, and I'm going to add more work to that hat. So you're going to stay in that corner for the rest of the year. All right, now that the trash is taken out, we're going to get to the next order of business. We're going to call roll. I don't know any of you fuckers' names. So what you're going to do is you're going to stand up and tell me what you had for dinner 3 nights ago. And if you can't remember, you're going to join Tard in the corner.
I don't know what I ate 3 nights ago.
Bro, I don't eat every night, so we're good.
I think I had McDonald's.
Pretty yummy. What toy did you get?
It was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toy.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle dick. A Teenage Turtle's mutated dick. How'd they get a toy out of that? Hey, Glasses Man, what'd you have for dinner?
Sauerkraut? I have it every night.
The fuck is that?
You know what? I'm tired of this game. I think I get the gist of who you all are. Alright, so the first lesson that we're going to learn today is science. And the first lesson of science is, why my slinky do that? So I have my slinky right here, and I'm going to drop it, and you're going to tell me why it do that. So what the problem is when I drop this slinky, the slinky doesn't fall to the ground until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of the slinky. Allow me to demonstrate this. Why it do that?
I don't get it. It just fell. You dropped it and hit the ground.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm confused.
I know. It went pretty fast, so I'm going to do it again. Hey, I told you not to turn away from the corner. You stay in that corner right now. Alright, so now, let me demonstrate again with my slinky. If I hold the slinky all the way up here at the top of the chalkboard, the bottom of the slinky is down there. So if I drop the slinky, it doesn't fall until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of my slinky. I'm going to drop it now, okay? 1, 2, 3, drop. Why you do that?
I still don't understand what's going on. I mean, you drop it, it hits the ground. That's what's supposed to happen.
What are you trying to prove?
Yeah, I'm still not getting it.
I know it's hard to see in real life. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it a third time. And this time someone's going to record it in slow motion on their phone so you can see what I'm talking about. What? Tard, why don't you have your cap on?
You hit me with a globe and it fell off.
Well, then put it back on.
Fine.
I didn't tell you to leave the corner.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to get this slinky, and someone come up here and record it on their phone.
Okay, I'm going to record it.
Okay, record this in slow motion. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, tell me someone got that shit. All right, so the slinky is just hovering there, and then when I drop it, it doesn't fall until the top of the slinky hits the bottom of the slinky.
I hope no one's epileptic.
Yeah, it didn't fall until the top hit the bottom.
Wait, hold on, rewind it? That motherfucker looked! Oh, I'm gonna beat his ass!
Did you fucking turn around when I dropped this slinky?
No.
I beat liars with pencil sharpeners.
I told you not to turn around!
Ow!
Alright, that was your science lesson on why slinkies do that. Now we're gonna move on to history. So history is something that has happened in the past. So 10 months ago, I took my daddy's electric toothbrush, turned it on, and shoved it up my ass. And to this day, my daddy has not noticed, and he has not changed his toothbrush. And I do it every 2 months. So you're gonna wanna write this down. It's gonna be on the test. This is how it's gonna be worded. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush up my ass and twirling it around? Second question, how clean's my asshole? Third question, why am I doing that? I don't know, does it feel good? Maybe. That's a hypotenuse. Write that down. It's gonna be like a math and a history question combo. It's like a bumpkin.
Hello, class. I'm Mrs. Bagley, your substitute teacher. I'm so sorry I'm late. My husband, Harold, fell off the front porch this morning, and I had to pick him up. And then he shit himself. Anyway, let's get started. Like I said, class, my name is Miss...
Wait, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it! Stop touching my board!
Oh, who are you?
I'm the substitute teacher.
No, but I'm the substitute teacher. The school called me.
Well, they changed their mind.
What? But I drove 50 miles in the rain to get here.
Well, you can drive 50 miles in the rain to get back.
Oh, I'll never teach at this school again.
That's fine. I think we'll be all right. Hold on. I need to use you for my history lesson. All right, class. Now, she was alive during the dinosaurs. So go ahead and tell the class what the dinosaurs were like.
Oh, you're a naughty boy.
All right, class. New question that's going to be on the test. Why did that give me a chubby? Now we're going to move on to math. How old do you guys think she was? I think she's like pushing like 97.
She looked 72.
I'm gonna say 80.
That's 60, dude.
All good answers, but I think we're gonna stick with mine of 97. So, in the future, if you ever find yourself needing to do the math, you can use AI, like ChatGPT, Google that shit, or just use a calculator, okay? It's 2025. We don't need to do all that bullshit. Alright, so let's go back to history, like the history pop quiz. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush in my ass and twirling it around?
10 months!
Every 2 months!
Did I say every 2 months? Let me correct that. It's every 2 minutes. Actually in there right now. Let's get a whiff.
Who made Miss Bagley cry?
That one.
So and that's my show and tell project, my electric toothbrush smelling.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
My ass.
Ew. So he was the one impersonating a substitute teacher?
That's the one.
Kiss.
God damn it. Oh, you rascal. I'm gonna get you next time.
Do I still have to stand here?
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was fun.
Hey, Jeffy, have you seen my electric toothbrush?
No, I don't think I've seen that. Well, I'll definitely keep an eye out.
Hey there, I'm here to arrest Jeffy.
Wait, why?
Oh, he impersonated a substitute teacher and then he beat up a kid.
He did what?
Oh, damn, Marvin, your breath smells like ass.
Wait, no, I brush my teeth twice a day, every day.
Well, how often do you switch out your toothbrush?
Well, it hadn't been for at least 10 months.
I will change it out, but Jeffy did not impersonate a substitute teacher.
Oh, he didn't? Well, guess I was wrong. Case closed, then. See you guys later.
Well, can you open up a new case? My toothbrush is missing.
Yeah, I can tell.
Wait, no, it just went missing today. I can't find it.
Oh, man, I'm ready for movie night.
What movie do you guys want to watch?
Let's watch a comedy.
Oh, I got something hilariously bad. We should watch 80 for Brady. We can take a shot every time it sucks. I think we can black out in the first 10 minutes.
Aw, it looks like a cute movie to me.
Yeah, cute.
Hungry time.
What?
Oh, Jeffy has a hungry bell. Whenever he's hungry, he rings that bell.
McDonald's.
We'll get you McDonald's.
Nuggies.
We'll get you nuggies.
Sauce.
We'll get you sauce.
Is he gonna do this the whole movie?
Jeffy, if you be quiet the entire movie and don't ring your bell, we'll get you McDonald's.
Okay.
Alright, I'll go put the movie in.
Looks like I'm sitting pretty, boys. I got 20.
Yeah, well, I have 2 kings.
21, you all lose.
Damn it!
Gosh darn it!
Go ahead, bake my chips. I'm loaded, baby, but while you're at it, go ahead and get me some more.
I'm out, guys.
Oh, yeah, maybe you'd actually turn a profit if you didn't sell 20 chicken nuggets for a dollar, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I'll screw you, Ronald.
Oh, yeah, sit and spit on it, Burger King, piece of shit.
Hey, leave Burger King alone.
And don't get me started on you, Wendy. Always fresh, never frozen, my ass. You're telling me they kill the cows at the slaughterhouse, then they take all that bloody meat and they load it into the truck, never frozen, by the way, and then they drive that shit all around the United States, rotting, because it's never frozen, because freezing it would be way too safe. Just drive it around, dropping it off at your locations. If your meat is never frozen, then my balls are never soft, and that shit is highly unlikely.
Well, at least our ice cream machines aren't broken.
And don't get me started on your Frosties. You're telling me you're gonna dip your french fries in ice cream to make it taste good? My shit is always good. Michael Jackson loved our shit. And you know what? He even wanted a fry machine in his house. Hey, where are my chips?
They're on the way, sir.
Good. I'm getting a call. It's my manager, Steve.
I'm sorry, sir. No phones at the table?
I am betting $100,000 ahead. I'm losing my ass out here. I'm loaded, baby. And you're trying to tell me I can't be on my phone at the table? What are you, my mother?
I'm very sorry, sir.
Yeah, you are. Now, where's my chips?
I'm on it.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, baby?
Ronald, did you take $10 million out of our corporate savings?
Oh, no! You're telling me that someone took $10 million out of my savings account that has billions in it? Oh, whatever will I do?
Ronald, you can't be spending spending money that recklessly.
Who says I'm spending it, Steve?
Are you at a casino?
Yeah, I live here, Steve. They give me free rooms. They know me by name.
You're not betting $100,000 per hand again, are you?
No.
Here are your chips, sir, in $100,000 increments.
Thank you. Bet it all.
You want me to bet $4 million on one hand?
Yeah, yeah. And let it ride.
We can only let it ride if it wins.
Okay, well, if it wins, let it ride.
Got it.
Hey, let it ride.
Problem, our earnings are down in January.
Okay, who gives a shit, Steve? Just make like another Travis Scott burger. Ooh, or a Nicki Minaj meal. I got one. An Ariana Grande McCafe meal. Or a Drizzy Drake chicken nugget meal, Steve.
That's actually a pretty good idea, Ronald. Don't worry, we'll find somebody famous.
Yeah, yeah, but if you find someone, make sure they're A-list. I'm talking big time, like Hollywood. I'm talking Robert Downey Jr. I'm talking Eddie Murphy. I'm talking Robert Pattinson. I really liked his last work.
Okay, Ronald, I think I have just the person in mind. He's the most famous.
Okay, perfect. Talk your shit, Steve. What happened to my chips?
Well, we let it ride. You got 3 blackjacks in a row, and then you lost on the 4th one.
Oh, perfect. You know what? How about I, get some more chips?
You really shouldn't be spending all that money.
Well, you know what, Wendy? You really shouldn't be such a square, just like your burgers, piece of shit.
This movie's fun.
I hate my life.
I think this movie is giving me AIDS. I think if I took a blood test right now, I would test positive for AIDS. My spine hurts. I feel like I'm getting the flu.
They should take away one of his Super Bowl rings from making this movie.
At least one.
McDonald's, Tom?
Yes, please. I'll drive.
Well, you're drunk.
Yeah, well, I would rather kill a family of 6 in a fiery car accident than watch another second of this film.
Wait, but we're not going to finish the movie?
No. Come on.
I'll drive.
I'm going to finish the movie.
All right, Steve, which A-list celebrity meal did you make for me? Is it the Drizzy Drake box? Or maybe the Adam Sandler burger?
Well, we couldn't get any of those people, Ronald, but we got somebody even better, and he was even in an Adam Sandler movie.
You got me David Spade?
Nope.
Rob Schneider?
Nope, even better. We got Kerwin Frost.
The snowman? Oh, you know what, Steve? It's a month late, but I like where you're going with this. Christmas in January. It could be big.
No, no, no. Kerwin.
Like the green Muppet dude, the frog? Steve, the Muppet meal. Steve, the Steve genius, Steve. Kids love the Muppets. They gotta eat that shit up, Steve. When it's big with your head, Steve. Yes.
But no, that's Kermit, Ronald. I'm saying Kerwin. Kerwin Frost.
Is he like a Disney Channel star?
No, he created the Spaghetti Boys.
Is that a cartoon?
No, it's a clothing brand. See, his face is right here on the box.
Steve, please tell me. Please tell me that's Snoop Dogg's son.
No, that's Kerwin Frost.
So it's not Snoop Dogg's son?
No.
I got a question for you. It's very important. When you decided to make this box, did you just walk out of your office, walk down the street maybe a couple feet, and just point the first frickin' person you saw and just say, hey, do you want your face and your name on a McDonald's box? Do you want a meal named after you? Is that what you did, Steve?
Yeah.
Steve. Okay, Steve. If I go outside right now, and I walk and find a 10-year-old, and I ask him, hey, do you know who Kerwin Frost is? Is he gonna tell me yes, Steve?
No, but this is an adult Happy Meal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me change the situation for you, Steve. If I go outside, and I go for a little walk, and I find a 20-year-old, and I ask him, hey, do you know who the hell Kerwin Frost is? Is he gonna tell me yes, Steve?
No.
And Steve, if I go up to you, right here, right now, and I ask you, hey, Steve, before you made this shitty-ass box, do you know who the hell Kerwin motherfucking Frost is? Are you going to tell me yes, Steve?
No.
Then why the hell is he on my box, Steve?
Well, Ronald, if you collect all the nuggets and the gold nugget, you can meet Kerwin Frost.
Yeah, collect 6 nuggets to meet Kerwin Frost? Now, if it was collect 6 nuggets to meet Drake? Drake? Are you serious, Drake? I would be eating this shit up. I'd be buying a Happy Meal every minute of every day. And I'd be fighting people over that shit. Oh, Steve, how many of these gold nuggets did you release, Steve?
Well, we only sold one.
Okay, here's where you're gonna go, Steve. You're gonna go find Drake. And I'm gonna go find this golden nugget. Cause I think I wanna meet this Kerwin Frost fella. That way I can punch him in the face, Steve!
Alright, we're back.
You guys missed a really cute ending to that movie.
I highly doubt that. But we get adult Happy Meals and it's the Kerwin Frost box.
Who's Kerwin Frost?
You don't know who Kerwin Frost is?
No.
Me neither. But his face is on a Happy Meal, so he must be pretty famous. Whatever the kids are into these days.
Look, I got the golden chicken nugget!
Oh, that's cool. I wonder what I got. Let me see here. Oh, looks like I got Kerwin Frost himself.
I got some old lady who looks like Medea.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, it says right here that if you collect all of them, you can meet Kerwin Frost. I'm good. You guys good?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't ever have to meet him.
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, Marvin, somebody's at your door. Can I please answer it? I love answering other people's doors. It's so much fun.
Sure.
Oh, I'm gonna show him my Kerwin Frost. He's gonna love it. Hello? You wanna see my Kerwin Frost?
What the hell did you just say?
Kerwin Frost.
Let me ask you something. Do you know who the hell Kerwin Frost is?
No.
All right, give me that shit. Get out of my way.
I wonder who is at the door.
Hey there.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald Donald.
That's right.
What are you doing here?
I have one very important question for you two. Before this bullshit happened, do either of you know who the shit Kerwin Frost is?
I have no idea who he is.
Perfect. Gold star. What about you, Twinkle Toes?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, good. Now, I'm gonna need that golden nugget.
But I wanted to meet Kerwin Frost.
Do you want to die?
Just give it to him, Jeffy.
But I already sold it on eBay.
You sold it on eBay? The hoe?
Him?
Oh, we meet again, Ronald.
The Burger King.
I'll just be taking this golden nugget. I want to meet Kerwin Frost.
Do you even know who he is?
Nobody pisses you off, and I love it.
I ought to come up there and beat your ass.
Bring it on, clown boy.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Ready? Fight.
Come on, your majesty.
Put up your dukes, you tool.
I've been practicing my boxing. Come on.
Before we fight, Ronald, I just have one question.
What is it this time?
Do you have any cavities?
Hell no, I don't have any cavities.
I bet you don't brush your teeth.
Bullshit, look.
I'm gonna enjoy this. Die! Choke on it! Die! Good night, Ronald. That's better. I fucking hate that guy. So, why do you guys eat McDonald's and not Burger King? Our burgers are flame broiled.
Well, I like the taste of your food more, but back in 2020, I threw up a lot. I got, like, food poisoning, and so I'm never gonna eat it again.
I'm sorry. Well, what about you?
The croissant sandwich is the tip.
Yes, my man! High five! Hell yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I could take off, but, like, you guys want some free Burger King?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay. Sure, I mean, it's not Kerwin Frost, but it's...
I don't even know who that is. Oh, man, I can't wait to give Penelope her Valentine's Day gift. I got her chocolate flowers and a card.
Hey, Junior, happy Valentine's Day. Look, I got you a stuffed dinosaur, and he has horns on his head like you.
Oh, my God, I love it. You know I like dinosaurs.
I know.
I got you chocolate flowers and a card.
Oh, Junior, I love it. Thank you. Look, it's a little Woodstock and Snoopy.
Yeah, how many Woodstocks are in the show?
I think only one.
Well, they put a bunch of them on the card.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much.
So I was thinking Chef Peepee could make us some pizza rolls, and we could watch Cars. Ka-chow! Ka-chugu! Ka-chugu!
Junior, wait, I have plans tonight.
Plans tonight? What do you mean you have plans tonight? I'm your boyfriend. You're supposed to have plans with me. Who do you have plans with? Another guy?
No, Junior, with my gals. We have Galentine's Day tonight.
What's Galentine's Day?
It's Valentine's Day with your girlfriends.
Come on, Penelope, let's go.
Oh, Junior, I gotta go. We're going ice skating.
With your girlfriends? I didn't know you were a lesbian.
I'm not, Junior. They're my friends. They just happen to be girls. Stop being weird.
Well, tell them that they can scissor each other and you spend your time with me.
Junior, no. We do this every year.
What? No, you're supposed to spend Valentine's Day with me. This is dumb. Tell them that they're ugly and they don't deserve boyfriends.
Junior, no. That defeats the whole purpose of Galentine's Day. It's girl power.
Oh, this is one of those holidays, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I hate it.
Oh, well, too bad, Junior.
What am I supposed to do while you're out doing whatever the lesbian stuff you're doing?
Well, despite what you just said, you can play with your stuffed animal. Bye, Junior.
What? I don't even want to play with it. I'm like 16, I think. I'm not even supposed to be playing with stuffed animals. This is dumb. I want to smooch. God, I canceled all my plans with my friends because I said I'd be smooching my girlfriend all night because it's Valentine's Day. God, I'm going to sit here like a loser. I'm going to invite Joseph Cody over.
Hey, Junior, I thought you were going to spend the day with Penelope.
Yeah, dude, what happened?
Oh,
Did she break up with you for a black dude? Oh man, I saw it coming. I knew it was gonna happen one day. She's definitely a snow bunny and was waiting for a perfect moment to go down that mountain on a black snowboard. Yeah, she always looked over at me and I knew she was gonna do this. Give me some.
Yeah, so what happened, Junior?
Oh, she wanted to spend Valentine's Day with her girlfriends.
Ugh, super gay. She just wanted to have a sister circle. I knew she was a lesbian, bro. She's probably one of those butches. Yeah, she needs a mustache and is gonna go by Tim one of these days.
Yeah, she called it Galentine's Day, spending it with her gals.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
What? No, you haven't.
It's not even a holiday. Shut up.
Yeah, that sounds like some fake Joe Biden holiday. There's no way. I've never heard of Galentine's Day till now. It's so lame.
But no, it's just when girls want to spend Valentine's Day with their friends.
Well, then what do boys get? If girls get Galentine's Day, what do boys get if they want to spend it with their pals? It should be Palentine's Day.
Ooh, I like that. That has a ring to it.
That doesn't sound right.
What, Palestine's Day?
What? No, I don't think that's what you mean.
What? It's called, it's just like Galentine's Day, Palestine's Day.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't it be Palentine's Day?
Yeah, but that's what I said, Palestine's Day.
No, that's not what you're saying.
It's exactly what he's saying.
I'm just saying it's Valentine's Day with your pals, Palestine Day.
Yeah, with the guys. I thought you'd be happy for that, Cody.
Well, I like the idea. I just don't think that's what people are going to think when you say that word.
Listen, I'm going to go get some snacks for Palestine Day.
Yeah, do that, bro.
That wasn't even...
Okay, guys, I was thinking the perfect snack for Palestine Day would be some carrots and some hummus.
Well, Junior, that's not how you say that. It's hummus.
No, that's hummus.
No, it's hummus.
Okay, tomato tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly how wrong you're getting it. It's not even close.
Cody, I can say words the way I want to say it, and for Palestine Day, I want to eat some hummus.
And you're saying that weird, too.
What? Girls can have Galentine's Day, pals can have Palestine Day.
That's not what you...
Joseph, would you like some hummus?
I don't know, bro. It kind of looks a little weird.
It is really good, Joseph.
I guess so. I gotta try it then.
Yeah, okay, open.
Are you guys doing this on purpose? Do you know what you're saying?
What? Cody, can you just open up the hummus, please?
Please. You gotta try it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Sir, you might want to check this out.
God damn it, guy. I told you I don't want to see chicks with dicks.
No, sir. It's not that this time. There's these three kids in Florida that are saying some pretty crazy stuff about Palestine and hummus.
My God. That damn terrorist organization finally made its way into the United States. Not on my watch. You get down there and arrest those little fuckers and send them to Guantanamo Bay.
Yes, sir.
So, Joseph, do you like hummus?
Nah, dude. I don't like hummus. It's really bad, dude.
Well, some people like hummus. Some people don't like hummus.
I need you guys to stop saying that.
Freeze, terrorist! See, Junior, I told you this would happen!
He just wants to join our Palestine Day.
No, I don't. I don't know how you guys got into this country, but it's time to get out!
Oh, listen, come on. All we're doing is enjoying hummus.
Yeah, that's the problem. Now you're going to Guantanamo Bay.
I really don't enjoy hummus. I think it's really bad, so...
Okay, fine. You can stay. But what about you two? You guys like hummus?
I like hummus.
Yeah, hummus is really good.
Come on, you're going to Guantanamo Bay. Let's go.
Oh, okay, well, don't let the hummus spoil.
Get in there, you terrorists.
We're not terrorists. We were just celebrating Palestine Day.
Junior, stop saying that. You're just making it worse.
What, a bunch of pals can't eat carrots and hummus?
Junior, it's pronounced hummus. Well, maybe you just need some punishment from your cellmate Bubbles.
Well, can you turn on a heater? It's really cold in here. Oh, my God, he's not listening.
Junior, that one was a stretch.
I show you a stretch. Well, I didn't know I had two gifts for Valentine's Day.
Three, actually, counting my boyfriend.
Hoo-hoo! Thank you, Jesus. Good thing I have a fast refractory period.
Oh, I don't. I'm gonna need some time to recover.
So what'd you do to get in here?
Oh, nothing much. Just violated a couple of people, made grown men cry.
You killed someone?
Oh, hell no. No, even worse. Yeah, see, the mailman wasn't delivering my mail properly, so I caught his ass slipping.
You stabbed him?
No. Yeah, well, I stabbed him a little bit. Yeah, he dropped that mail, and I said, hey, pick up my fucking mail with your fat ass. As soon as I saw him pick up that piece of mail, let's just say the flag on my mailbox went up. And beat in his ass! Stab! You dig?
Yeah, is that all you did?
Oh, no. See, I had to go on a grocery run, too, for some tortellini. Yeah, I got into the grocery line, saw this cute-ass bad boy, and he dropped my damn tortellini. Can you believe that shit? I said, oh, hell nah! Nah. Pick up my tortellini right now, bitch! For your ass get penetrated. And guess what? He still got penetrated! Yeah, I'm a nasty nigga.
Oh no, Junior. You know, I actually think I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, you are. Okay. As you do.
Well, apparently we're terrorists.
Well, oh, terrorists? In my cell? In my house? Oh no, I'm the only one tearing ass around here.
Well, he would like to go first.
Yeah, yeah, I actually would.
Well, bend over.
Uh-oh.
See, he's a willing participant. I like that. But it's just too damn easy. I like a struggle, a chase, a fight. Scream and scream!
Help! Hey, did you call for help?
Yeah, that guy said he violated a mailman and a grocery boy.
Oh, yeah, I remember those cases. I was working in the courtroom when it happened, so I saw all the evidence.
Yeah, that shit was beautiful as hell, wasn't it?
I mean, there was feces everywhere.
Ooh, so much feces. God damn, it was like a chocolate roller coaster. Oh, man, look, you can't dig a hole and expect not to get dirty, right? Especially with a shovel, this goddamn beard.
Oh, can you please put that away? It looks like a hammer.
Look, you seen holes?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Stanley Yelnats carrying Matt Azzaroni up that damn mountain just to, you know, drink water out that asshole.
I don't remember that happening in the movie.
No, oh, it happened. It definitely happened. It was a director's butt. I mean, cut. I like ass.
Yeah, I gathered.
Yeah, hey, get to screaming. It gets me hard.
Please get me out of jail.
Well, see, it doesn't really work like that. That's the point of jail. You have to be in there whether you want to be or not.
But I'm not a terrorist. I can prove it.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you can prove it, you should be able to pass the America quiz.
America quiz?
Yeah, if you can pass the America quiz, that proves you're not a terrorist and you love America.
Well, you should have just offered that earlier. We would have passed it. Hey, Cody, we gotta take an America quiz to get out of here.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Junior. I think I want to stay here.
No, come on, Cody. You're going with us.
All right, you terrorists. If you can pass this super hard America test, that means you love America and you can stay. But no cheating!
All right, Cody. This is going to be really hard.
Junior, there's only two questions and they're both really, really easy.
Well, don't tell me. I want to see if I can pass it on my own. Okay, question one. Finish the sentence. Oh, say, can you... Oh, that's hard.
Junior, it's C.
What? There's no way it's oh, say, can you be.
No, not that C. It's C. Like C with your eyes.
Okay, so it's D. C with an I.
No, Junior, C. Like C, like you see something, C.
Which one is it, Cody?
It's C.
Which one?
What? It's B, C.
A, so, okay, there's B. Is A B? C, B. Which B?
It's B. It's C. It's the second one.
Yeah, let's go to the second question.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, the second question. What do the 13 stripes on the American flag stand for? 13 original spices. I've heard that before. Where have I heard that?
Yeah, you've heard it at KFC.
KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky is a state, so it should be B, 13 states.
No, it's not, Junior. It's the colonies.
Colony? What the hell is a colony? Name a colony.
Well, like Massachusetts?
That's a state, Cody.
Well, it was a colony when they made the flag.
Okay, so it's the 13 states.
Well, no, it's not the state.
How about Friday the 13th that we made that movie?
What? No, they didn't. The movie didn't exist when they made the fucking flag, Junior.
How do you know? Were you there?
No, but it was a long time ago.
Freddy vs. Jason, that's Friday the 13th, that's a really good movie.
What, it doesn't matter if it's a good movie. What, trust me, Junior, the answer is fucking C.
Okay, C for which one?
It's C. The second one is C. The first one is B.
So which B? A, B?
Just copy my answers. Just copy my answers.
He said don't copy your answers.
Just copy my fucking answers. Okay, we're both done.
I don't think we got our answers right, Cody.
Okay, let me see how you did. Oh, well, look at that. You both passed.
Oh, thank God.
Just one more test. Would anybody like some hummus?
I love hummus!
Can you shut up? Oh, yeah? You like hummus, huh? Well, do you like it more than America?
I like cheeseburgers more.
Okay, that's a pretty American answer. You're free to go.
Oh, come on, Junior.
But I want some hummus.
Junior, we are definitely never celebrating Palestine's Day ever again.
I still don't see what the big deal is. It's just Palestine Day.
Yeah, dude, we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, the girls get Galentine's Day, we get Palestine Day.
It's the way you're saying it.
Okay, well, listen, I think the girls are selfish making Valentine's Day all about them and only them. I think every Valentine's Day, we should assist the elderly. Mm-hmm. We could call it ISIS Day.
Oh,
yeah, ISIS Day. I assist the elderly day. ISIS
Don't
Day.
Don't say that.
Freeze, terrorists! Get on the ground! You're going to Guantanamo!
Daddy, my cat piano stuck!
Your cat piano stuck? Where?
Ideal!
Where?
Ideal!
Where?
Ideal!
Marvin, just go follow him!
He can use its words! He's 19 years old! Where is it stuck in?
Gomeel!
What?
Gomeel!
Okay, show me!
Gomeel!
Right there! Jeffy, how'd your cat piano get on the roof?
I threw it!
Well, Jeffy, I'm not getting it. It's gone forever.
Okay,
Jeffy, fine. I'll go get it. Just stay right here. All right, Jeffy, I'm on the roof. I'm going to grab your stupid cat piano. Oh, my back.
Daddy! Is my cat piano okay?
My back hurts. Jeffy, call an ambulance.
Oh, my back hurts so bad.
Okay, Marvin, so I printed out your x-ray on normal printer paper because our hospital doesn't have much of a budget. But if you'll see here, your spine is all crooked, so it's pretty much broken. You know, when I first saw this x-ray, I thought maybe this wasn't yours. I thought maybe this was the x-ray of one of the many women that I've banged. You know, because I break their back from how rough I am at the sex. Right? That's what women like. They're like, oh, he broke my back. from sex. You know, it's not the motion of the ocean, it's the boat.
Doctor, can we please focus? Or do I have to go to Linda and Lee Jar again?
No, you don't have to do that. I'm focused. So, your back is messed up.
I know, I fell off the roof.
Oh, the roof is on fire.
Doctor!
I'm sorry. I didn't take my ADHD medication today. I got it. So, yeah, your back is all crooked and it's supposed to be straight.
Can you fix my back?
My neck, my back, my pussy and my crack.
Doctor!
I'm sorry, he just keeps saying song lyrics.
Focus.
Was a movie with Will Smith and Margot Robbie, and it was not very good. You know, I'm pretty sure they actually banged. But, back. So I would recommend that you wear a back brace.
Okay, there's nothing else you could do to fix it?
Well, you could see a chiropractor.
What's a chiropractor?
Well, it's somebody who pops your back to make it feel good. You know, I consider myself to be a chiropractor of pussy.
That's it! I'm going to Linda in HR!
No, you don't have to... Oh, Linda fucking hates me. I've been written up so many times before, I'm probably gonna get fired. Marvin, just go talk to a chiropractor.
Okay.
Ow, my back hurts.
Marvin, I'm sorry your back hurts.
Yeah, me too.
What's wrong with Dane?
I broke my back when I fell off the roof trying to get your stupid cat piano.
Oh, ugh.
Jeffy, don't annoy Marvin. Look, his back's all crooked.
Well, why don't you just fix it?
You can't fix it, Jeffy. It's crooked forever. Baby, can you please turn on the TV so I can have something to watch?
Okay.
Where is he? Tell me where a chiropractor is with affordable prices. That's right, call the back man if you don't want to be charged an arm or a leg. I'll just charge your insurance. I defeat back pain. All the vengeance are in the night. You either die with back pain, or you live long enough to no longer have back pain. I'm the back man.
Baby, look, a chiropractor. You have to call the back man and get me an appointment. He can fix my back.
Okay, I'll call him right now.
I'm not getting any phone calls.
Honey, have you had any luck getting business?
No, Sharon. I'm a chiropractor named Backman. I thought that commercial was gonna go crazy. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hold on, Sharon.
Did your mother again?
Shut up, Sharon. This is Back Wayne speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for Backman.
Yeah. Let me go get him. Backman, you're getting a call.
Oh, I am? Oh, that's crazy. Let me just come right over here. Hello, this is the Backman.
Oh, yes, my husband's having a lot of back pain.
Back pain? My arch nemesis. Where is he? Where is he going? Where's Rachel?
Well, I don't know who Rachel is, but my husband's laying on our couch.
Where's Two-Face?
I don't know. Can I just make an appointment?
Of course you can, but the back man only comes out at night.
Okay, can you come tonight?
Yes, I can! I'll be there before the bomb detonates.
I cannot keep doing that voice. It's killing me.
To the Batmobile!
All right, Marvin, I called the Batman. He's on his way.
Oh, thank God. My back hurts so bad. Can you roll me over onto my stomach? Okay, that's feeling a little bit more better.
I was just trying to help!
Marvin, are you okay?
Wait a minute. My back feels so much better.
What?
Yeah, it does.
No, Marvin, we need to go to the hospital and get it checked out.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe Jeffy, paralyzed me and I just don't feel it. Come on, let's go.
All right, Marvin, this is your old x-ray and this is your new x-ray. See, your spine looks great. Now, when I first saw this, I thought maybe that wasn't your spine. I thought maybe I'd accidentally slapped my dick down in the x-ray machine. Oh, man, she's already writing.
Who's that?
That's Linda from HR. She's here to watch my performance. As a doctor, not in bed. Because if it was in bed, she'd give me a D. Well, actually, I'd give her the D, and she'd give me an A for how good my D was. Stop writing! Ugh. Guys, this might be my last day as a doctor. But whoever your chiropractor is, he did a great job.
Well, Jeffy, he hit me in the back with a baseball bat.
Okay, well, I wouldn't recommend he do that anymore. I think you got extremely lucky this time. Just like I might get lucky later, right, Linda? No? Well, guess what? I wouldn't even bang you if you wanted to. How about that? I wouldn't even poke you in Facebook. Actually, I would. I'm gonna get her someday. You just wait.
Okay, so my back is perfectly fine?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, come on, guys.
Marvin, I'm so glad your back is back to normal.
Yeah, maybe I can put it in your back door tonight.
Icky. Who's at the door?
Hello?
Did somebody call the Backman?
Oh, yeah, you're the chiropractor guy.
Chiropractor? Where? Because I'm the Backman. Now, where's the back that needs saving?
Oh, we don't need your help anymore. My back feels fine now.
What?
Yeah, so my back was hurting really bad, but then I got it fixed, so we don't need your help.
Then why did you call the Backman? Why did you shoot the back signal?
Oh, well, I did need your help, but I don't need your help anymore.
You couldn't, like, call me while I was driving here in the Backmobile? I just got stopped and filled up with gas, man. That shit's expensive. I can't make it home now.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry. I mean, I did need your help, but I don't need your help anymore.
Are you sure you don't want, like, a back rub or something?
No, my back actually feels really good.
Happy ending?
No, we don't need anything.
Anything?
Nothing.
Come on, man.
This is really an inconvenience.
I'm so sorry. Like, I really don't know what to say. I mean, I'm sorry for wasting your time.
You know what? Screw you, man. Don't call me again.
Sorry, Backman.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the Backman.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we called him.
Yeah, he was very upset that we didn't need his services anymore.
Aw.
I swear if that's the Backman. Do you have any money I can give him, like a dollar?
I think so.
Yeah, I'll give him this dollar because he won't stop annoying me. Look, here's a dollar. Go away.
You really think a dollar's going to get me to go away? You owe $2,999 more of these for this month.
Oh, Goodman, I didn't know it was you. I thought it was the Backman.
Are you on fucking bath salts?
No. There's a guy named the Backman, and he has a picture of a back on his stomach.
Well, I'm the money man, and so I need $2,999 more of these. And I'm sure if you have one, there's more around your house, so let's get to looking.
Well, no, there isn't.
All right, so where's the rest of that money at?
There is no more money.
Marvin, what's Goodman doing here?
He's here for the house payment.
Oh, another dollar. I knew I was getting hard.
What's wrong?
I have a split disc in my back from banging prostitutes in my Lamborghini. You ever gotten a Blumpkin in a Lamborghini, Marvin? It's called a Blumpkin-dini. It'll change your life. And yes, I do shit in my Lamborghini, and I just sell it afterwards.
Well, if your back is hurting, Jeffy can fix your back.
Really?
Yeah, just lay there, and he'll do it.
Hold on, he's not going to pee diddy me, is he?
No, just stay still. Jeffy, do it.
All right. Wait a minute. I think he fixed me.
Yeah, I told you Jeffy could fix your back.
You know what, Marvin? You don't owe a house payment this month, and you can keep the $2. Never mind, I'm going to take that with me.
Jeffy, I think you could actually be a chiropractor with your back back. Oh, my God. Who's at the door this time? Hello?
Hey there, I'm Sergeant Chief with the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, how can I help you?
Has your son been fixing people's backs with a bat lately?
Yeah, he's been hitting people with bats.
Good. Well, you see, the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, has a herniated disc in his back, and he heard about your son's miracle back-fixing technique, so he's on his way over to your house right now for your son to fix his back. Now, we think this would be the perfect opportunity for your son to paralyze Vladimir Putin from the neck down. So while he's fixing his back, just have your son beat the crap out of his back until he's paralyzed. Then he won't be able to give orders. Well, I guess he could still talk. Just have your son kill Vladimir Putin.
Kill him?
Yeah. He's on his way over here right now, though. He actually pulled up just right after I did. So, actually, can I hide inside your house? I don't want him to see me leaving.
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the Department of Homeland Security.
Why?
They want Jeffy to kill Vladimir Putin.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, Jeffy. That's him. Bring your bat.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, it is me, Vladimir Putin. Putin.
Nice to meet you, Vladimir Putin.
Yes, nice to meet you too.
So how was your flight from Russia?
It was fine. Listen, my back hurt. I have herniated disc, so you whack, yes? You take bat and you whack my back.
Yes, we will whack your back with the bat, Jeffy. I want you to hit his back really hard with that bat, okay?
Yes, whack shit out of back.
All right, Jeffy, hit him in the back. Go!
That's so bad. No one kills Putin on my watch.
What is hold up?
Oh, come on, Backman, give him his bat back. We gotta kill Vladimir Putin.
Look, I'm not pussy. I can take whack.
Come on, give him the bat back.
Who's the Batman now?
Okay, what is bullshit? You fix back or I nuke America tomorrow.
We gotta fix his back.
There's no need for that turnaround, Mr. Putin. Now you're gonna cross your hands. Mm-hmm. You're gonna feel a little tug. One, two, one, two.
My back feels so much better. Thank you very much.
Don't thank me. Thank Gotham.
Okay, well, I guess your back's fixed.
Yeah, I feel fine.
I'm not the hero that this town needs, but I am the hero that this town deserves.
Who the fuck is that?
That was the Batman.
Okay, well, thank you for fixing that.
God damn it! What the hell was that, boys?
The Batman came and saved Vladimir Putin's life.
Damn it, that was our only chance. He had no security or anything. That just hurts my back.
Well, the Batman stole my bat, so I can't help you there.
Shit.
So, is Jeffy a chiropractor now?
I guess so. I don't give a shit.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
Me in.
Build towards Jeffy.
Ow, I'm dead. I'm so incredibly dead. Help me.
Why would you break it?
Where you at, Cody? Joseph, help me.
Come here, come here.
Why, Joseph? Why not Logan?
All right, guys. Are you ready to go see the Minecraft movie?
Heck yeah, dude.
What about you, Cody? Are you ready?
Junior, do I look ready? I'd say I'm ready.
Oh, when Jack Black says chicken jockey.
Ooh, he's burning this bit down.
We're going to light off fireworks and throw popcorn all over the theater.
And I'm going to pull out my live chicken. And I'm going to ride that motherfucker all over the theater.
No way!
Hell yes way.
Cody, where'd you get a live chicken?
My Uncle Skeeter gave him to me from his farm. But when I asked if I could ride his cock at the theater, he got really disappointed when I wanted this.
Oh, lucky. That's going to be so crazy. We're going to make it such a big mess.
Oh, it's going to be the biggest inconvenience for the workers to clean all that up.
Oh, yeah. They didn't sign up to clean up all this mess.
No, they didn't.
Wait, did you give the chicken laxatives?
Oh, I almost forgot. Here you go, boy. Eat up. We got to make sure you shit all over the place.
Oh, do you think the chicken will shit right when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
We can only hope.
Oh, dude, we gotta record it. It has to go viral.
Oh, it has to go all over TikTok. People are gonna wish they were in our theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cody, how many of the workers do you think are gonna quit?
Oh, probably all of them. They're gonna be up to their knees in chicken shit and fire.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be such a headache.
Oh, it's gonna be so awesome. All right, grab some fireworks. Let's go to the movie theater. I already told Jeffy to meet us there with more fireworks.
Oh, great. The more the merrier.
I can't forget the rocket. Ooh, Cody, we got 4 large popcorns.
Junior, just, is that going to be enough?
I mean, it's 4 large popcorns with extra butter.
I just want to make sure, like, you can't even see the floor when we throw all the popcorn around.
I mean, it's a lot of popcorn. Isn't the chicken going to be shitting?
Oh, the chicken shit, right. I almost forgot about the chicken shit, yeah.
And also, we're going to piss on the people's heads in the front of us, right?
Yeah, I did want to pull my pants down around my ankles and just piss all over the back of their head when he says chicken jockey.
Yeah, I mean, so there's going to be so much piss and shit and popcorn on the floor. So, I mean, this theater's going to be disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm overthinking that.
And also, Joseph has silly string.
And fireworks.
He's gonna light this mortar cannon off right when he says chicken jockey.
Oh, that's perfect. It's gonna be so fucking loud, and hopefully it hits the ceiling and it sets off the sprinklers. Oh, you know what? I don't want to get my hopes up. Let's not jinx it. If it happens, great, but let's not ruin it. God, that's all I want to happen. Now, if that happens, I might actually cry.
Yeah, have you guys seen Jeffy?
Hey, guys! I brought a gun.
Oh, that's perfect. Junior, that is exactly what we've been needing. Jeffy, just make sure when he says chicken jockey, you really unload the clip right into the screen.
All right, got it.
Yeah, oh, we're going to make so much noise. We're going to make it such a big-ass fucking mess.
Yeah, I just really want to make sure that we are known for as the people who really fuck this theater up.
Oh, wow, we're going to get banned.
Oh, yeah, I hope my grandkids get banned.
Oh, I think they're going to ban our dead bodies. Like, they're going to ban our souls.
I hope AMC presses charges.
Oh, that would be so sick.
That's so fucking cool.
Oh, the previews are starting, guys.
What's the scariest thing you can imagine in a bush? A squirrel with rabies? Or a goose with rabies? Or a poisonous snake with rabies? How about a clown in a bush? Clown in a bush!
Oh, man, that movie looks really scary.
Yeah, if this theater survives what we're about to do, we should go see it and throw popcorn whenever he jumps out of the bush.
Oh.
Do you like Tom Cruise? Do you like Tom Cruise running? Do you like Tom Cruise doing stunts? Do you like Tom Cruise saving the world?
Step right there. Put the bomb down, Cyrus Clubs.
Keep back, Tom Cruise. You know I have an explosive temper.
Well, we better make this quick, because I have explosive diarrhea.
Well, it looks like you're going to die with poopy pants, Tom Cruise. Because if you can't beat me in rock, paper, scissors before this bomb goes off, half of Dubai is going to go bye-bye.
Well then, I guess we're going to be playing rock, pooper, scissors.
Mission somewhat possible.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Fuck, best 2 out of 3.
Man, Tom Cruise has made a lot of those movies. I wonder when he's gonna stop.
I'm ready for this movie to start so I can light these damn fireworks.
Patience, Joseph. Patience.
Hey there, moviegoers! Jack Black here! Oh yeah! I was in School of Rock! I am Steve! Just a friendly reminder to be respectful of your fellow moviegoers and don't throw popcorn! Oh yeah!
All he thinks we're gonna do is throw popcorn? Junior, I'm about to piss on some people. When he says chicken jockey, I'm gonna squeeze this chicken like he's a ketchup bottle until shit squirts out of his ass everywhere. Earlier, I put a whole roll of Mentos up his ass, and I made him drink an entire 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, and the only thing that's stopping him from bursting like Chernobyl right now is the cork I stuffed in his ass. When that goes, I don't even know what's gonna happen. He might actually explode. It's just gonna be shit and feathers everywhere, Junior.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, Jack Black is gonna have to film a whole new warning just for what we're about to do in here. It's gonna be like 10 fucking minutes long because they're gonna have to realize everything we just did and warn people about every single thing.
Oh yeah, oh my god. You know, this movie's going straight to streaming when we're done.
Oh yeah, there's no way. It's gonna be banned from theaters.
Oh, ooh, the movie started. Guys, the movie started. Ooh.
He's about to say it! He's about to say it! Places, everybody! Places! Joseph, grab your popcorn and get the fireworks ready!
Okay, dude, I got you!
Junior, get your popcorn!
I have it!
I'm gonna get my chicken! Okay, Jeffy, load that gun and grab some popcorn!
Okay!
Look at me directing everybody. This is like a surprise party. I wanna make sure it all goes right. Okay, everybody, we only have one shot at this!
Chicken doggy!
Guys, today was the best day of my fucking life. It could not have gone better. I mean, that was perfect. Just chef's kiss. I mean, if we had just thrown the popcorn and pissed on some people, that would have been enough. But no, we had the gun and the fireworks and the chicken. Guys, my fucking chicken died. He literally shit his brains out. His organs are all over the floor of what was left of that movie theater. The fucking sprinklers came on. I mean, what more could you ask for? We burned that place the fuck down. And even if it didn't burn down, it wouldn't matter. Because there's no way they could have cleaned that. They would have had to demolish the whole building anyway. Just because the stench of all the shit in the piss. Oh, the piss! How could I forget about the piss? There was a couple in front of us that brought their kid to the movie, just hoping for a nice evening out with the family. I pissed all over them. They were mortified. They are never gonna go to another movie again. I mean, partially because we burned the theater down, but also because I pissed on them. I mean, can you imagine the stories they're gonna tell? Insane. In-fucking-sane. We weren't even humans in there. We were animals. We were chicken jockeys.
Oh, yeah, we were. Oh, I'll turn on the news and see if we made the news.
Oh, we have to have made the news. Probably the national news.
Breaking news, MK! A local movie theater was burned to the ground when a bunch of teenagers shot off fireworks and a gun during the Minecraft movie. These four teenagers are currently wanted.
We made the news!
We're wanted! The police want us!
Yeah, they do!
Hey, Joseph, show us the video.
Uh-huh.
The video that you took of us, like, fucking up the theater? You have the video, right?
I didn't get a chance to get a video, dude.
What, you didn't get the video?
No, I had popcorn and the silly string, and don't forget the fireworks.
Yeah, he had a lot of jobs.
I only have two hands.
We pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time, and we don't even have a video of it?
We have a memory.
That's true. We do have a memory.
I mean, it would be really cool if we could have put it on TikTok.
Yeah, that would have been sick as hell. But I mean, you know what? I'm selfish. This can just be our little moment, just between us as friends and the other people in the movie theater that burned down. Yeah, yeah, you know, we made the news. That's not nothing either.
Yeah, we did make the actual news.
Yeah, I mean, there are plane crashes that don't make the news.
There's shootings that don't make the news.
Yeah, what we did is worse than a shooting.
It is.
Fuck exactly.
Hey there, you four are under arrest.
Yeah! Fucking What? Well, you're arresting us because we pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time.
Right? Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
I'm arresting you because you burned down a movie theater and you pissed on some people, so you're now a sex offender. Well, that was going to happen eventually, right? Well, no. And also, there was the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, the fireworks were sick.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and then there was the gun thing. That was especially fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that was Jeffy's idea. I wish I could take credit for it. So you just, slap on the old handcuffs and take us down to the courthouse.
no, I don't have enough handcuffs, but, I mean, you guys have to go to court. Well, we're not, like, actually going to go to jail, though, right? Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Of course you're going to go to jail. You committed arson and a whole bunch of other crimes. Wait, Junior, is he fucking serious?
Yeah, are you saying facts?
It's just like a slap on the wrist, though, right? No, I'm talking like prison, like multiple years in prison. What the fuck? That can happen?
Wait, it was a joke.
Well, it was funny, though. No, it wasn't funny. You guys committed a bunch of crimes and people got hurt. We're fucked.
Wait, it was a joke. We did it. It was a ha-ha joke.
No, there's no exemption for jokes.
What? Joseph, it's all your fucking fault for not filming the TikTok. If we had the TikTok, he'd see it was a joke. He thinks we did it on purpose.
Yeah. You might be right. Yeah, and it would have at least been worth it.
We did it on purpose, but, like, it was a joke purpose.
It was pretty funny. We said chicken jockey and shit. I'm going to have to take you guys down to the courthouse.
But other people were doing it.
No, they weren't. Come on.
No, other people...
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph Cote and Jeffy. You four being accused of yelling chicken jockey at the Minecraft movie, and then throwing popcorn all over the theater, lighting off fireworks, pissing on your fellow moviegoers, riding a chicken around the theater while it was shitting, shooting a gun, and then eventually burning down the entire movie theater. Boys, what would make you commit such a crazy crime?
Well, Your Honor, Jack Black said chicken jockey, like from the Minecraft game. He said a video game reference. How else are we teenage boys supposed to react? Sit in our seats and not ride a live chicken that's shitting? I think not.
Now, I do see how that would be very exciting for you boys, but you should still know better than to act that way in public. You ruined the movie experience for everybody who was in the theater. Well, even people who weren't in the theater, because you burned the entire theater down. My point is, do you boys feel any remorse for what you've done?
Your Honor, if anyone in the theater is complaining about what we did, they obviously aren't Minecraft fans. They should be proud about how crazy we went.
I see you have no remorse for what you've done. Well, since you boys love mining and crafting so much, your punishment will be to build a new movie theater for this community. And you can't have any outside help. You have to build it with wood and pickaxes and netherrack and redstone or whatever the fuck.
Your Honor, how the fuck are we supposed to build a movie theater? We're just kids.
Well, you boys managed to find a way to bring a live shitting chicken and a gun into a movie theater, so I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. And if you don't build a theater by tomorrow, you will all go to jail for 5 years. Case dismissed.
By tomorrow?
Come on, guys, let's get started.
But this is fucking impossible.
Okay, guys, let's get started on this movie theater.
God, this chicken fucking stinks. Guys, we're so screwed. There's no way we're gonna build a movie theater from scratch.
Well, I don't know how you'd build it from a scratch. You have to use your fingernails.
What? No, I just mean scratching isn't we're not gonna build it with no help.
We have help, Cody. There's four of us.
Okay, yeah, there are four of us, but we need materials.
Okay, well, one of us can go look for materials. Joseph, go out in the woods and collect wood.
Okay, dude, I got you.
What do I do? Me and Jeffy.
You can go look for hammers.
Look for hammers?
Yeah, and pickaxes.
I'm just going to find those?
Yeah, just go look for it. And Jeffy, you can go help Joseph look for wood, too, because you have strength, so you can, like, push trees down.
Okay.
And I'll draw what I think a movie theater should look like.
This is stupid. This isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Wait, say that again.
I said this isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Say the first sentence.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say that again.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say it one more time.
This isn't Minecraft.
But what if it was?
What are you talking about?
I'll see you at court tomorrow.
Where the fuck are you going? We only have 24 hours!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Poober. And today, I will be seeing this brand new movie theater that these boys built for our community. Boys, where is this movie theater?
It's right here, sir.
Oh, I see. This must be a video of it.
No, we made it in Minecraft.
What?
That's the game Minecraft. We made the movie theater in Minecraft.
That is actually very cool. You have the seats and the screen and that is quite cool. But I actually meant a real movie theater in real life.
You never said that, Your Honor. You said a movie theater for our community, and it's a public server, so anyone can join and go in the theater.
Damn! 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 I've been duped. You kids win this time, but I'll be back. I'll be back.
Where did he go?
It doesn't matter, guys! We won!
Alright, class. Did you know that anteaters eat 35,000 ants a day? Make sure you write that down, class. Take notes.
35,000 ants a day? Hey, Cody, doesn't your mom have to eat like 35,000 pounds of fat every day?
Junior, these insults are just getting lazy now.
Can I borrow a pencil?
Junior, you just insulted my mom. Why would I give you a pencil?
Because I have to take notes.
I don't have another pencil. I had two, and one of them's missing.
Hey, Joseph, can I borrow a pencil?
Dude, I just stole this one from Cody.
Joseph?
Well, you aren't using it.
Hey, Pencelope, can I borrow a pencil?
No, Junior, get your own.
I'm going to have to borrow a pencil from Roy.
Roy? Junior, Roy's too cool to give you one of his pencils.
Yeah, dude, if he actually gives you a pencil, that means you're cool.
Well, I'm going to ask him.
Oh, Roy, you're so cool.
I know.
Ay, Roy, muy caliente.
Yeah, I don't know what you said, but I like Taco Bell, too.
Excuse me, Roy, your coolness?
Oh, what are you doing here, loser?
Ew, Roy, why is he talking to you?
I don't know, babe. What do you want, dweeb?
I was just wondering, could I borrow one of your pencils?
Oh, no, these girls bought me these pencils. Why would I give one to you?
Roy, get him to go away.
Yeah, can you go away, loser?
Well, I just need to borrow a pencil. Can I just borrow one?
Absolutely not. Go away.
What'd he say, Junior?
He said no.
See, I told you you weren't cool enough to get one of his pencils.
Yeah, Junior, Roy's just too cool.
Hey, is this Jackie Chu's class?
Dude, that's PJ Crenshaw!
Jimmy James Crenshaw?
They're Jimmy's Crenshaw?
No way!
PJ Crenshaw? What are you doing here? I thought you were homeschooled by your mom!
Yeah, but I got kicked out of homeschool for sleeping with the teacher.
He's so cool, dude!
I want my mom to be his teacher.
I want him to be my dad.
I want him to be my husband!
Well, PJ, sit any way you like.
Cool.
PJ Crenshaw?
Hey, get out of my seat.
But this is my seat!
Not anymore. It's PJ's seat now. Ladies, you can stay.
But ladies, I'm cool!
You're not cool anymore!
You ladies want a sip of my Capri Sun roaring waters?
Dude! PJ just made Roy uncool!
There's always a bigger fish.
Wait, so Roy's not cool anymore?
No, Junior. Look, it's basic math. PJ is so cool that anyone he says isn't cool anymore. And so he said Roy's not cool, that means that Roy is no longer cool.
Well, what if I asked PJ for a pencil?
Well, Junior, if Roy wouldn't give you a pencil, I doubt you could even get PJ to look at you.
Yeah, you're pushing it, dude.
Well, I'm gonna shoot my shot and ask.
Oh, ask for his number for me!
No!
PJ? I like your PJs.
Yeah, me too. That's why I wear them.
Yo quiero, PJ.
Excuse me, PJ Crenshaw, pair of Jamie's Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw.
Ew, PJ, why is this loser talking to you?
Ladies, that's harsh. Let's hear what the little man has to say.
I was wondering, your coolness, if I could borrow one of your pencils?
Yeah, like PJ would let you have one of his pencils.
Hey, PJ makes his own decisions. Yeah, sure, you can borrow one.
Really?
Yeah, but I want it back later.
Okay, which one can I borrow?
Not that one. Or that one. Or that one. Or that one. Yeah, you can have that one.
Oh, okay, thank you so much, PJ. I'll take good care of it.
So, Junior, what'd he say?
I bet he said no.
Guys, he let me borrow one of his pencils!
What? PJ Crenshaw's pencil?
Oh, my God!
Let me taste it.
I feel like PJ Crenshaw.
Well, guys, I have to take care of this pencil. You know, PJ's so cool, and he let me borrow it, so I can't let anything happen to it.
I gotta get pajamas like Crenshaw.
I used to be that cool.
Crass, settle down. I know PJ Crenshaw's cool, but we gotta focus, because I want his autograph first!
Sign my butt! Yes. Remember that time where I got to go to the Super Bowl and I didn't have to pay for anything? I'm cool, right?
PJ Crenshaw!
Is he asleep?
Of course he is! He's PJ Crenshaw!
Yeah, he can sleep anywhere in his PJs.
Yeah!
Guys, leave him alone, let him sleep.
Aww.
Ooh, I think PJ drooled on me.
Really? Lucky? Oh, where?
Right on my face. Yeah, right there next to my mouth.
Ooh, guys! What? Have you guys seen PJ's pencil they let me borrow?
No.
Dude, you lost PJ Crenshaw's pencil?
Well, it was right here, and now I can't find it.
Junior, you're gonna be so uncool.
Well, guys, did one of you guys take it?
No.
Well, guys, it was right here, and now I can't find it. Is it on the ground? Oh, where is it?
Junior, you better find that pencil before tomorrow.
Yeah, you're gonna be so uncool, dude.
Okay, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it.
Alright, Crass, that's the end of the lesson for today. Crass dismissed. You can go home.
Where is it? Where's that pencil?
Junior, just look for it tomorrow before school.
Junior, stop throwing desks! Leave the classroom now!
But I gotta look for my pencil!
Come on, Junior.
Oh, guys, I'm so screwed. I don't know where that pencil is.
Yeah, Junior, if you don't find that pencil, PJ Crenshaw's gonna say you're uncool.
Yeah, and if PJ Crenshaw says you're uncool, we can't hang out with you anymore, dude.
Yeah, we'd be uncool by association.
Well, guys, what if I just go to the store and buy a new pencil and say that's the pencil he let me borrow?
Dude, PJ would know.
Yeah, you can't pull a fast one on PJ Crenshaw.
I just don't know where that pencil could have went. Wait, who's that? Oh, maybe it's PJ. Hello?
Hey.
Wait, Roy, what are you doing here? Don't you have, like, a bunch of girls to hang out with?
Yeah, I got plenty of girls to hang out with. They're just busy.
Are they with PJ Crenshaw?
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't care if they hang out with him.
Okay, well, what are you doing here?
Well, I just wanted to come by and hang out with the boys.
But we're not your friends.
Sure we are. Remember all the good times we had?
No.
Anyway, can I come in and talk to you guys for a minute?
Make it quick, Roy, but then you gotta get out of my house.
Sweet.
Who was at the door, Junior?
It was Roy.
Roy? Roy, Roy, Roy. Who's Roy? Oh, Roy.
Wait, that loser?
What'd he want?
What's up, guys?
Ugh, what's Roy doing here?
Ugh, you're so uncool, Roy.
Well, you guys used to think I was cool. Remember when I went to the Super Bowl and I didn't have to pay for anything?
Yeah, we heard it before, dude.
Yeah, you can't keep milking that forever, Roy.
Well, what about the time I got 3 girls pregnant?
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, not impressive.
Roy, you might as well just get out of here.
All right, well, if I get out of here, how will you find this?
PJ's pencil?
You criminal, you!
You scoundrel!
Well, why would you steal that pencil from me?
Well, because if I can't be cool, then you can't be cool.
Well, but you can't do that, PJ! PJ needs that pencil back! Look, I'll do anything to get that pencil back.
All right, well then teach me how to be cooler than PJ Crenshaw.
Okay, first of all, you will never be cooler than PJ Crenshaw. And also, we're not cool. How are we gonna make you cool?
I don't know. Just, like, think of something. I don't know. I just want to be cool again.
Wait, I got it, guys. What if Roy challenges PJ Crenshaw to a cool-off? Like a cool battle, and they see who's the coolest.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is a good idea.
Oh, who's that? Oh, let me answer the door. Hello?
Hey.
What, PJ Crenshaw? What are you doing here?
I'm here for my pencil.
I don't really have your pencil.
You don't have my pencil?
Oh, no, I lost it!
You better give me that pencil.
Okay, look, I know where it's at.
Really? Why didn't you just say so?
Well, because Roy took it.
That loser.
Yeah, he's upstairs.
Who was at the door, Junior?
It was PJ Crenshaw!
Hey, Jimmy Crenshaw?
Jimmy James Crenshaw?
Yeah!
Hey.
Hey, PJ!
Mr. PJ, I just wanted to say that I like your PJs.
Can I get any of your PJs?
I love my fans.
Mr. PJ, Roy stole your pencil! He stole it!
Hey, it's not cool to snitch. And it's also not cool to steal things. I hereby decree that Junior and Roy are very uncool.
What?
Sorry, Junior, I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, I can't be seeing what you do.
Oh, no, Mr. PJ, please don't make me uncool.
Did you hear something? No.
Ooh, that boy is savage! Woo-hoo!
Oh, Roy, do the cool off and say that if you win, we're both cool.
All right. Hey, PJ, I challenge you to a cool off, and the winner gets to be the coolest.
Did you hear something again? It sounded really uncool.
Woo-hoo-hoo, that boy don't miss!
Well, Cody, tell PJ that Roy wants a cool off.
I'm not supposed to be talking to you, but okay. Mr. PJ, Roy wants to have a cool-off to see who's the coolest.
Okay, if he wants to be embarrassed.
I'm not gonna be embarrassed. You're gonna be the one that's embarrassed when I prove that I'm the coolest.
Alright, well how about this? Whoever loses the cool-off has to leave town and never show their face again.
Alright, deal.
Hello and welcome to the first annual Cool Olympics. Now let's meet our contestants. Our first contestant is Roy Gethard.
Oh, stop booing. It's me, Roy. You know, my parents own a poodle grooming business.
And our other contestant is PJ Crenshaw, Barra Jammy Crenshaw, Jammy James Crenshaw.
Alright, settle down.
Damn, he's cool. Our first event is to see who can drink the most Kool-Aid Jammers in 30 seconds.
Kool-Aid Jammers? I only ever drink Capri Sun.
You're going down, PJ.
On your mark, get set, go!
Oh, I can't drink anymore.
I did it!
The winner is PJ Crenshaw, Barra Jammy Crenshaw, Jammy Dan Crenshaw!
Haha, too cool for you.
I'll beat you in the next game.
Our next event is to see who can get to the center of a Tootsie Pop faster.
You're going down, PJ. Check out my tongue.
How am I supposed to compete with that giant tongue? Look at my tongue.
Tiny tongue. How are the girls going to stick around with you with that tiny tongue?
Ready, set, go!
All right, I'm done.
How?
Because of this big tongue.
And the winner is Roy Gethard.
Looks like we're tied, PJ. And in this final round, you're going down.
We'll see about that.
Well, we're tied going into the final round. For the final game, there will be a girl in the middle of the room. Both guys have to show off how cool they are to get the girl to make out with them. Whoever gets the girl wins!
Oh, this is easy. You're going down, PJ. Girls love me.
Yeah, right. You saw me steal your girls at school. It'll be that easy.
Oh, yeah? Well, this one time, this girl took me to the Super Bowl and I didn't have to pay for anything.
Yeah, I've heard your little story. It's really cute. But a real man pays for his own Super Bowl ticket.
Hey, you take that back!
Ready, set, go!
Hey, babe, I got three girls pregnant, and I left them, and I don't take care of the kids.
Ooh.
Hey, I have three iPhones. You can play on one of them if you want.
Ooh.
Hey, babe, one time, I went to a Super Bowl, and I didn't have to pay for anything. The girl literally flew me first class all the way to Miami.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I got AirPods and a PS5.
Ooh.
My parents own a poodle shop, so if you ever want to pet a poodle, then you can come do that.
Ooh.
I got some green Play-Doh. You can eat it with me if you want.
Oh, but babe, the Super Bowl, see? Here's the ticket right here. I win.
You can't keep milking that for the rest of your life, Roy.
No!
We have a winner! The coolest kid in the world is PJ Crenshaw, Farrell, Jamie, Crenshaw, Jenny, Jam, Crenshaw.
Hey.
Yeah?
Time to get stepping.
Do I really have to go?
Yeah, this town ain't big enough for two cool kids.
But where am I supposed to go?
Wherever a girl will pay for you.
But what if no girl will pay for me?
Don't worry, man. They'll pay for you.
Alright.
Hey.
Yeah?
Keep your head up, champ.
I'll try.
That's the end of Roy.
He used to be so cool.
He'll be cool again in another town. Bye, Roy.
Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Alright, class. So today, we're going to be learning about all 206 bones in the human body. So get out a piece of paper and number it 1 through 206 and write the names of the bones down as I call them out.
There's 206 bones in the human body?
Hey, Junior, if you want to add another bone, just bend over.
How'd that add a bone?
Bend over and find out.
Penelope, can I borrow a pencil?
No.
Hey, Joseph, can I borrow a pencil?
Dude, I only have one.
Cody, can I borrow a pencil?
Sorry, Junior, this is the only one I have.
I need a pencil.
Alright, class. I have a very simple song that will easily help you remember all 206 bones in a human body. Sing it with me, Crass. The frontal bone's connected to the maxilla bone, and the maxilla bone's connected to the sphenoid bone, and the sphenoid bone's connected to the temporomandibular joint bone, and the temporomandibular joint bone's connected to the mandible bone, and...
Yeah, can you slow down? Oh, damn it.
Hey, Cody, can I please borrow your pencil? I haven't wrote anything down.
Okay, fine, but just hurry up.
Okay. Wait, it needs to be sharpened. Hold on.
Junior, it's a mechanical pencil. Don't sharpen it.
They're connected to the sternum bones and the sternum bones.
Wait, Junior, it's a mechanical pencil. You're not supposed to sharpen it.
Well, I'm not.
What, Junior, you're breaking my favorite pencil. Junior.
Okay, it won't come out.
Junior, you're ruining it. Junior, that was my favorite pencil and you just broke it.
Well, I thought it was like a normal pencil. I thought you had to sharpen it.
No, you're supposed to push the button. God damn it. Junior, you idiot.
Cody, why did you hit him?
He broke my mechanical pencil.
Oh, Cody, what was that for?
Whoa, Junior, I gave you a wicked shiner. I didn't know I had it in me. Sorry, I guess I just don't know my own strength.
Junior, Cody gave you a huge black eye. Cody making you hit bitch.
What?
I did?
Yeah, you did. You kick your ass.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess I did.
No, you just caught me off guard.
Get out of here. Yeah. Call me Badass Cody. You hear that, Class? Nobody mess with me!
Alright, Class, let's get back to the song. Junior fractured his ocular bone, and his ocular bone's connected to his maxilla bone, and his maxilla...
Ow. Junior, you're lucky I have another mechanical pencil. Otherwise, I'd beat your ass.
Dude, it's not that serious. Calm down, bro.
Shut up, Joseph.
Oh, don't hit me.
Ha ha, Junior. Cody gave you a big black eye.
He caught me off guard.
What was that? Huh? What was that? Little bitch says what? Huh? Little wussy? You want these hands? Go get these hands.
No, I don't
want
to fight.
That's what I thought.
Ha ha, you have a black eye.
What's with you and black eyes?
Yeah, what's wrong with black eyes?
Shut up.
Oh, teacher, I think I'm just going to go home.
Junior, why you run? Why you run like a real bitch?
My Mexican stir fry's almost done. I can't wait to drop a turd in that toilet tonight.
Arriba!
Chef Pee-Pee!
Bam, Junior, what happened to your eye?
Did somebody beat your ass, or did you run into a doorknob like everybody else does?
What happened to me was really embarrassing, Chef Pee-Pee.
I gotta know, Junior. Please tell me. Please tell me. I gotta know.
Well, I don't want you to laugh at me.
Buddy! Oh, pal, it's me, Chef Pee-Pee, your best friend. I won't laugh at you.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay, well, Cody punched me in the face.
Cody! Why would Cody do it? He's a nerd! Oh, you let a nerd punch you in the face? There's no way you can recover, Junior.
I can't recover from this.
No, you're going to have to move to another country and change your name to Jimbo Ronnie.
I don't want to be Jimbo Ronnie.
And maybe milk cows for a living.
I don't want to do that.
And crack eggs from chickens.
Oh, I don't want to, please. Yeah, maybe there's got to be something I can do to recover.
Calm down, Jimbo Ronnie. The only way you can recover is if you give Cody a black eye, so you got to punch him.
You're right, Chef Pee-Pee. If I give Cody a black eye, he can't make fun of me then.
Yeah, now you're even.
Okay, let me go do it.
Do that. Silly Jimbo Ronnie.
Okay, when Cody gets in here, I'm gonna punch him right in the face.
Sup, punk?
Don't hit me, Cody.
That's what I thought.
What's your shirt say?
Joe Cool. That's what I want you to call me from now on.
Why?
Because I said so.
Yes, sir, Mr. Joe Cool.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Joseph.
What are we doing today?
Whatever Joe Cool says.
Wait, why is he wearing a shirt that says Joe Cool?
That's what he wants to call him from now on.
Dude, I'm not calling him that.
What, you're not afraid he's going to beat you up?
No, he's not going to beat me up. I'm not afraid of him.
You're right. And I shouldn't be afraid of him either. Hey, Joe Cool.
Yeah?
Take this. Oh, God. Cody, what was that for?
Dang, dude. Cody gave you two black eyes?
He did?
Yeah, that's right. Don't try to hit me. I'm Joe Cool. Too cool for school. And I'll leave you laying in a pool of your own blood. Fuck out of here.
Dude, you're totally Cody's bitch now.
I am?
Yeah, he got you looking like a raccoon. He gave you panda eyes, dude. Man, to get two black eyes from Cody? Oh, man, that's crazy.
Oh, I'm gonna call the cops. He can't hit me twice.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer.
Oh, kid, what happened to your eyes?
This kid beat me up and now everyone's making fun of me. I want you to go arrest him.
Well, I mean, I could arrest him, but that would just be the biggest bitch move you could make right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah, if I arrest him, they're gonna find out you told on him and then everybody's gonna call you a little narc tattletale baby bitch boy.
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
Well, there's really nothing you can do, kid. Well, you know, this all reminds me of the time I got two black eyes.
You did?
Oh, yeah. So this one time I was an ant, and we were collecting food for the colony because we were afraid of these grasshoppers, and we were giving them our food so they didn't eat us. So we were collecting all the food on this big leaf, and I had, like, this contraption on my back, and I accidentally dropped it and knocked over a rock, and then all the food went over this cliff. And then the grasshoppers got there, and boy, were they mad, because they were like, where's our food? And we were like, well, we had it, but it's gone now. So then they gave us another day to get their food, and then they got eaten by a bird. And hold on, no, this didn't happen to me. This is the plot of A Bug's Life. See, I'm doing that thing I do sometimes where I get my life confused with movies I've seen. I'm sorry, I remember what happened now. Yeah, so me and my wife, right, we were old. And we were living in our dream home, and it was beautiful. But then she died, and it was very, very sad. And I wanted to see this waterfall for some reason. So I tied a bunch of balloons to the roof of my house because I wanted to bring my house with me. And then there was this Boy Scout in the house. And then there was a talking dog. Wait, no, damn it. This is the movie Up. I'm describing the movie Up. That didn't happen to me either. I'm sorry. Hold on. I got it now. I remember. So I was a little kid and I was laying in bed and I was afraid of the dark, right? And then all of a sudden my closet opens and this big fuzzy monster named Sully comes out and I call him Kitty because I'm just a little kid and I think he's a kitty. And then him and his friend Mike Wazowski help hide me on the scare floor from this creepy salamander guy named Randall because he did not like me. He was trying to suck my screams out because, you know, screams is what powered their world. And wait, damn it. No, this is the plot of Monsters, Inc. I'm sorry, I got it. So I was in college, and I was trying to become the top scare... Damn, this is Monsters, Inc. University. I'm sorry. I got it. I have to pee. That's what it is. I'm very distracted. Hold on, let me pee, and I'll be right back. Alright, I'm back from the bathroom, I peed, I remember what happened, now I got the story. Okay, so I was a race car driver, right? And I came into a three-way tie with these two other racers, and then we decide that we're gonna have a tiebreaker race in California. So then on the way there, my truck falls asleep, and then I wake up in the middle of the desert, and then I meet Larry the cable guy as a tow truck. No, this is Cars, this is the plot of Cars. I'm sorry, I got it this time, I remember, that reminded me. Okay, the real story. Okay, so I heard Comic-Con was coming into town, right? It's this big convention where everybody dresses up, and I think, oh, that sounds fun. So I decide to go dressed as a box of Cheez-Its, because I didn't really understand the theme, and I thought we were all just going dressed as stuff we like. So I show up as a box of Cheez-Its, and I immediately know I made a big mistake, because then I see everybody dressed up as all this nerdy stuff, and then I think, no, you know what? That's okay. I'm going to rock the hell out of this Cheez-It costume. So I go in, and then this nerd dressed like Jar Jar Binks starts making fun of me, and he's like, you so stupid. You so dressed like a box of Cheez-Its. And I say, hey, man, don't dog on my Cheez-Its. They're actually pretty good. And he says, you so dumb. Me so think cheese nips are better. And I'm like, okay, cheese nips are shit. And then he hits me right in the eye, and I fall back on my back, and I can't get up because I'm dressed like a box of Cheez-Its, and I can't roll over because I'm a box of Cheez-Its. So then he gets on top of me, and he keeps hitting me, and he gives me two black eyes, and then this stormtrooper has to come pull him off me. And by this time, everybody's pointing at me and laughing because I just get my ass kicked by Jar Jar Binks. And then the firefighters have to come and pry me out of my costume with the jaws of life. And I am so embarrassed by all of this. So I decide to pull the fire alarm, you know, and ruin everybody's time. The sprinklers turn on, everybody's costume gets wet, they have to cancel the whole convention because of me. So then, I just go home and eat a box of Cheez-Its.
So, how do I get over these two black eyes?
Pull the fire alarm?
My house doesn't have a fire alarm.
Well, that's all I got. You could try having some Cheez-Its, but that's it. Sorry.
This didn't help at all! Ugh. Thomas, I don't know what to do. Everyone keeps making fun of me and my two black eyes.
Hey, nerd, give me your train.
But Joe Cool is my favorite toy.
No, that's what Joe Cool wants.
But Joe Cool, please let me keep playing with him.
Do you want a broken nose to match your two black eyes?
No.
That's what I thought.
Oh, what can I do to get back at Cody? He embarrassed me. I just have to embarrass him, and everyone will forget about my two black eyes. But what can I do?
Wow, Junior, you have two black eyes? Cody taught you another lesson?
Or no!
That's crazy. Hey, guys, Joe Cool's here.
No, guys, it wasn't me. It was a whoopee cushion.
No, dude, that was a real one. That sounded wet.
Ew, Cody, that's disgusting.
No, but the whoopee cushion.
Ew, Cody, you shit your pants?
Ew.
Everyone thinks I shit my pants. Mommy. I don't have a poopy butt.
Hey, Cody.
Junior, was it you that put the whoopee cushion in my chair?
Yeah.
But, Junior, why would you do that? You humiliated me.
Because you humiliated me by giving me a black eye in front of the whole class.
Yeah, but you broke my mechanical pencil.
I didn't know it could break by putting in the sharpener. And plus, you had another one.
But, yeah, but that blue one was my favorite.
Listen, Cody. I'm sorry for doing that to you, but I just wanted to show you what it would feel like to embarrass me by giving me a black eye.
Yeah, being made fun of isn't fun. Okay, I won't beat you up anymore.
And I won't put whoopee cushions on your chair anymore.
Okay.
All right, go, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy, no more stickers.
Well, I got one more flaw.
My face is already covered.
That's what she said.
Come on, Marvin, just let him do it.
Okay, hurry up.
And there you go, Matty. Flog.
All right, no more stickers.
Yes, more stickers. I got one more.
No, Jeffy, put them on your body.
All right, I'll put them on my butthole. Therefore, when I fart, stickers go everywhere. It'll be a sticky fart.
There's someone at the door. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. You have your house payment this month?
Well, no, I don't have it.
Oh, so you don't have enough money to pay me, but you have enough money to buy stickers and put them all over your stupid face.
Well, no, my son had the stickers.
Listen, Marvin, I don't care. I'm tired of you being poor. So you know what I'm going to do? This is your nutsack. And if you don't have your house payment tomorrow when I come by, this is what I'm going to do to your nutsack. What are your nuts, Marvin? House payment tomorrow.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It's Goodman, and he wants my house payment, but he's just so mean.
Don't worry, Marvin. He's just a mean rich man. He doesn't understand.
I know, but he doesn't know what it's like to be poor. I just wish he knew what it was like to be poor. I'm gonna go wash these stickers off my face.
Uh-oh! Not to wipe the sticker!
Come on, Jeffy. Let's get ready for bed.
Okay.
Good morning, Rose. Rose?
Who's Rose?
Ah, who are you?
My name is Starlight. We met last night.
What? I don't remember that. How'd you get my bed? Rose is going to be so mad.
Good morning, sir.
Who are you?
I'm Chives, your butler. What? Hungover again, I see.
No, I'm not hungover. What are you talking about? I don't know what's going on.
Sir, your name is Goodman. You're a trillionaire, and you're a dick.
I'm in Goodman's body?
Yes, sir. You are Goodman.
I don't know what's going on.
Sir, shall I pay the lady for her services?
You owe me $5,000.
I don't have $5,000.
Sir, yes, you do. It's right here. Now, scram!
Thank you.
Okay, listen, Chives. I don't know what's going on. I'm not Goodman. I'm not supposed to be in my body.
Ha, ha, ha. Very funny, sir.
No, I'm telling the truth. I'm not Goodman. I don't know what's going on.
Shall I just bend over for my spanking now?
Why would I spank you?
Well, normally when I talk back to you, you give me a harsh spanking.
I don't want to spank you.
What? I think I love you. Shall I draw a bath, sir?
Yeah, I'll take a bath. That'll help me figure out what's going on.
Very well, sir.
I'm good, man. Look at all this money in the bed. What the? Well, I've never seen this much money in my life. I really just bathe in this?
Yes, sir. It's all yours.
Do you want to join me?
Really, sir? I've never been allowed to join you before.
Yeah, jump in. The money's warm.
Very well, sir.
Hey, Daddy, you gotta take me to school.
What the? Who are you?
You gotta take me to school.
I'm not taking you to school. I don't even know who you are. Wait, what the? Is this Marvin's house? I must have fallen asleep here.
Marvin, did you fall asleep on the couch again?
Ew, fat!
Marvin, you're so silly when you first wake up.
Why do you poor people keep calling me Marvin?
Because you are Marvin.
What the? Oh, no. Oh, no! Ah! Bald! Bald and poor!
What's wrong, Marvin?
I'm bald and poor!
You say that every morning.
I used to be handsome! What happened?
It's okay, Marvin.
Get away from me, you fat cow! Moo!
Here's your breakfast, sir. Filet mignon cooked medium and a loaded baked potato. Unfortunately, we don't have any peppercorns.
Why are you showing me your butt?
So you can spank me, sir.
I said I wasn't going to spank you.
Really?
Yeah, and this breakfast is amazing. Do you want some?
Oh, I'm not allowed to have any, sir. Normally you just feed me kibble without the bits.
No, you can have some of my steak. I'm not going to eat all of it.
Really, sir? Thank you so much.
Dad, can I drop out of school and become a piece of shit?
Yeah, sure.
Really? You're the best dad ever! Yay! No school!
Sir, I don't know what's gotten into you, but we love it!
Yeah. Yeah, I think I love it too.
Ah! Why did this happen to me? Why am I in Marvin's poor, fat body? I bet he's got a tiny wiener. Let me check. Tiny wiener! Why would God do this to me? I'm such a nice person. Wait a minute. If I'm in Marvin's body, that must mean he's in my body. I gotta call him and get my body back.
Marvin, I think we should file for divorce.
I think so too. You're just too fat.
What?
You're a fat cow. Give me my phone. I need to make a phone call.
Okay, here. Fine. Go call your other girlfriends.
I think I might. All right, come on, me. Answer the phone.
Ah, this is the life.
Another glass of champagne, sir.
No, thank you, Chives. You can have that glass.
Wow, thank you, sir.
Man, Goodman's life is amazing.
Sir, you're getting a phone call.
Just put it up to my ear.
Very well, sir.
Hello?
Marvin?
What, Goodman?
Are you in my body?
Yeah?
Yeah, because I'm in your poor, short, fat, small wiener body. You have a small wiener, do you know that?
Yeah, but listen, you have a big wiener, and I like your life. It's so amazing.
I know my life is amazing, so give me my life back.
No, I think I'm going to stay in your body for a while.
No, you give it back to me right now.
The call's breaking up.
That call is not breaking up, because that is a satellite phone.
Chives, hang up.
Chives, don't you hang up on me. Huh? He hung up on me? Oh, if I ever get back in my body, I'm going to make Chives walk around in a thong, and I'm going to give him 1,000 spankings.
Marvin, I made you some breakfast. I think you just woke up cranky.
It better be filet mignon. Ew! What is this? Albino rabbit shit?
It's Cheerios, Marvin, made with real honey.
Where's my filet mignon cooked medium rare peppercorn?
You know we can't afford that, Marvin.
Ew! I keep getting more and more poor. I'm going to go to my mansion and see if I can get my body back.
He's going through a midlife crisis.
Marvin, you open this door right now!
Hello?
Chive, let me in my house.
No, I'm sorry, sir. I was given strict instructions not to let Marvin into this house.
But I'm not Marvin. I'm Goodman, so let me in!
Well, you certainly look like Marvin.
Chive, as soon as I get back in my body, you're getting a spanking.
Well, hopefully that never happens. Whoever's in your body right now treats me great.
He treats you great? That can't be happening. Marvin, get down here right now!
No, I'm sorry, sir. If you would like an appointment with Mr. Goodman, you'll have to call in and schedule it in advance. Unfortunately, he's booked by about 3 years. Good day, sir!
Chives, don't you slam that door in my face!
Oh, man, this house is incredible. I could just lay here and relax all day.
Excuse me, Mr. Goodman. I was wondering if maybe I could start wearing underwear now because it's getting kind of cold in the house.
What? Why don't you wear underwear?
Because you told me not to wear underwear.
Why'd I do that?
You know, for, like, easy access.
No, you can start wearing underwear, definitely. You can start wearing it.
Really? Let me thank you.
What are you doing?
I was going to thank you.
You can just say thank you.
But that's how you told me how to say thank you.
No. I can give you a raise.
Oh, you have a raise? Let me help you.
No. I meant raise with money.
Oh, you're going to pay me?
I don't pay you?
I mean, you sort of do, but it's only like 5 pesos per month.
Okay, I'll start giving you $3,000 a month.
Really? Let me thank you.
No. I said I know what the thank you is. Look, I'm going to go drive around in my car.
Do you want me to thank you in the car?
No. Just stay right here and do whatever it is you do.
Okay, Mr. Goodman.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
See you later.
Oh, wow. A real Lamborghini. And I get to drive it. That is so cool. Oh, my God. I've never driven a Lamborghini before. Let's start it. Oh, this is so cool. Okay, I'll drive really careful. Man, I love driving this car. I never want to go back to my old life.
Goodman! Marvin, you get out of my car right now!
I'm sorry, Goodman.
Your joyride is over. Take me back to your house so we can figure this out.
Okay. God dang it.
All right, Marvin, we're going to sit right here and figure out how to get me back in my body.
Oh, hey, Marvin, I see you brought your lawyer, too. If we can just sign these papers, we can get this over with real quick.
Wait, what's going on?
Marvin's wife is divorcing him.
Why?
Because he keeps calling me a fat cow.
Is she not? I'm doing you a favor, Marvin. I'm going to sign those papers.
No. We don't want the divorce.
Well, it's not really up to Marvin. She's divorcing him.
Well, maybe we can work something out.
Oh, no, I made it really easy for you. See this happy little font? It's called Fairy Tale Ending. I know it's kind of ironic, given the circumstances, but imagine if it's a divorce in big red letters. That'd be pretty sad. But this is like divorce. That's not so bad.
Okay, but Marvin doesn't want the divorce.
Oh, come on. Look, man, I know that divorce is scary at first, but after you get divorced, you can download Tinder and then get a piece of strange ass. And then you itch for the next few weeks. Post-nut clarity is a bitch. But then you find another woman, and you get married to her, and you do it all over again. It's a circle of life.
Okay, but listen. I'm not Goodman. I'm Marvin. Goodman's in my body.
It's true. I'm bald and poor.
What?
Wait. So you're telling me you switched bodies like some kind of Rob Schneider movie?
Yes, and we don't know how to get back in our bodies.
Well, that explains why Marvin was so mean to me.
Yeah, I would never be mean to you, baby. So does anyone have any ideas how we can switch our bodies back?
Well, in the movies, usually they miss their old life and learn a lesson. And then they switch back.
Yeah, I miss my old life. I miss being rich. I want my body back.
Well, I kind of like Goodman's life. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess I miss my old life. But listen, can you help us figure this out?
Look, man, I'm in lawyer mode right now, not magic mode. I don't even know how to do magic. This is a problem you got to take up with God.
Hey, it's me. What's going on?
God, we need your help.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Okay, so me and Goodman switched bodies. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that was me. I drank a lot of water last night, and I accidentally turned it into wine. I got pretty drunk. I thought it'd be funny to make you guys switch bodies.
Well, can we switch back?
Well, that depends. Did you learn your lesson?
What lesson was I supposed to learn?
Well, maybe now that you've seen how terrible Marvin's life is, you'll treat him better from now on.
I agree. It is pretty shitty. He's poor and he's married to a cow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So you're going to treat him better now?
I guess I'll treat him slightly better.
Okay. Poof!
Oh, am I back? Am I back in my body? Hold on, let me check. Oh, yeah. I'm back. Big waiter in town. Ha ha! Poor! I mean, slightly less fortunate. You know what, Marvin? With all the crap that you've been through, you don't have to owe a house payment this month. But I would recommend signing those papers.
Thanks, I guess.
Marvin, is that really you?
Yeah, I'm back in my bald, fat body.
Don't forget your small wiener.
Yeah.
Marvin, at least we have each other.
Okay, well, while you guys do that, I'm gonna go have my maid thank me.
Chevy, what are you doing?
Toy broken!
What do you mean it's broken?
It doesn't reel up!
Well, stop playing with it. Hello?
Marvin, leave him alone. Look, he's mesmerized.
It's a dumb toy. Play with a more fun toy. This is stupid.
You throw my toy.
Well, I'll buy you a better toy.
Marvin, look, a commercial.
Hey, Nerf heads. It's time to Nerf it up with the new Fortnite Nerf launcher with over 50 feet of Nerf. You see how Nerf and far that went? I'm a Nerfaholic. Somebody better call the cops before I get too Nerfed up. So just buy this new Nerf product for just Nerfy $9.99. Nerfy, Nerfy, Nerf. Nerf, Nerf, Nerf.
What, Jeffy? Speak English.
That's the toy I want. I want that toy.
I'm not buying your Nerf rocket launcher, Jeffy.
But Marvin, you told him you wanted him playing with better toys.
Yeah, better toys, more educational toys, not a toy that he could shoot and poke someone's eyes out with. Get for playing with that noise.
Ow! That was you, kid!
You motherfucker!
Guys, stop it!
Ah! Why would you throw it?
Because it's dumb.
Jeffy, stop it!
Okay, you know what? If you stop it right now, I'll go order that toy.
This is good for poop?
I'm ordering the toy. You give me that, though.
It's bad.
Give me that. Okay, I'm calling the number that was on the Nerf commercial.
Jeffy, what do you say?
Okay.
Say thank you.
Well, he hasn't ordered it yet. He can still change his mind.
I'm going to change my mind with the way you're acting.
Hello, thank you for calling Nerf, where it's Nerf or nothing. My name is Camille Habib Habab. Camille is in camel, Habib Habab is in corn on the cob. And what can I do for you today?
Yes, we saw the Nerf rocket launcher commercial and we'd like to buy it.
Okay, can I get a name for the order?
My name's Marvin.
Okay, and can I get your credit card number?
Well, before I do that, can you tell me actually how much it cost? Because on the commercial it said it was Nerfy $9.99, and I know that's probably just like a joke, so like, well, how much is it really?
It costs Nerfy $9.99.
Yeah, that's what the commercial said, but like, how much U.S. dollars is that? Like, what's the real price?
Nerfy $9.99 USD.
Nerfy 999 is not a real number.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Nerfy $9.99.
Yep.
Okay, you guys say 99 at the end, so obviously 99 is a real number. So in your fucking fake Nerf universe, Nerfy is not a real number.
Well, yes it is, because that's how much it costs, Nerfy $9.99.
Is it more or less than $20?
A little bit more.
Okay, so now you're understanding that Nerfy is not a real number, because you're saying it's more than 20.
It is also a real number. It will show up on your bank account like that.
It will not show. No, you know what? Is it higher than $50?
Yes.
Is it higher than
$100? Close.
Close? So it is close to a real number. What is Nerfy $9.99?
Nerfy $9.99.
You know what? I'm just going to give you my credit card number because I am curious. I want to know what is going to show up on my bank statement.
Okay, what is your credit card number?
257-264-349-786. Security code is 294 and the expiration date is 930.
Okay, two.
What?
I only got the first number, so two.
You only got the first number?
Yes.
I'm not saying it again. I'm going to order it on the website.
Joe, did you order it?
No.
See, I told you he could change his mind.
Marvin, you promised.
I didn't change my mind. I'm going to order it on the website.
Why are you yelling?
You're scaring me.
I'm just going to order it on the website.
Why are you getting so close to your phone?
That's a... I'm just gonna, please, don't leave me alone.
Your phone is off. You lied again.
I'm gonna order it in the other room. All right, Jeffy, I ordered it. Here's the order confirmation.
How much was it, Marvin?
Nerfy $9.99? What is Nerfy?
Well, check your bank account, Marvin.
Oh, you're right. Let me log in. Okay, let me see. What? I have negative Nerfy $9.99 in my bank account.
How is that even possible?
No. The guy on the phone said it was closer to $100. So, but this, it would have to be over $500. What is Nerfy?
I don't know, Marvin.
Oh, so that must be it. I did same day shipping.
Well, Marvin, that's probably where the extra Nerfy came from.
Extra Nerfy?
Well,
this sounds insane.
Nerfy squared, maybe?
Nerfy plus Nerfy is Nerfy 2.
Good math, Jeffy.
I can't do this.
Hello?
Hey, I have a delivery for Marvin.
Oh, yeah, the thing I just ordered. You're really playing into the whole Nerf war thing with the army outfit.
What?
Nothing.
Can you just sign here, please?
Yeah, let me go. All right, sorry. Here. You need to hold the paper.
That's a really shitty signature.
You didn't hold the paper for me.
That better?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Okay, just take your package.
Thank you so much. All right, Jeffy, here's a late Christmas gift.
What is it?
The Nerf rocket launcher I just ordered you.
Well, that just ruined the surprise.
What surprise? You saw me order it.
When?
Well, on my phone. I showed you the order confirmation.
How?
What?
Help me open it.
Yeah, just open it. There's a lot of tape.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Oh, my God.
What the? How'd that fit in that box?
That is so sick. Oh, I'm going to shoot this.
Jeffy, be careful. Poke someone's eye out with that thing.
Oh, God. What the fuck? You blew out the house!
Classic.
Marvin, I don't think that's a toy.
Nice impression of me, Daddy.
No! They saw us a real rocket launcher that shoots real missiles! Oh, my God. We have to call the cops. We have to call somebody.
Hey, Daddy, look. There's another rocket in here.
You put that back where you got it from, so help me.
So help me.
No, help me. No, you put the rocket back. No touching that. This was an accident. This was a mistake. We weren't supposed to get a real rocket launcher. You were supposed to get a Nerf toy. We're going to sue somebody.
All right, sir. The package has been delivered.
Great job. I'm sure that kid is going to love that Nerf toy. Now I just need you to deliver that rocket launcher to Israel.
But, sir, I just delivered the rocket launcher.
No, you delivered a Nerf toy. See, the military makes Nerf toys, and we make guns. And you just delivered a Nerf toy. You did just deliver a Nerf toy, didn't you?
I think so.
Well, go get the rocket launcher. We got to make sure.
Right away, sir.
Delivering guns and Nerf toys? Not a good idea. Let's see what we got in here. Take a look in here. What is that? Oh, well, this is a problem, because this appears to be a Nerf toy.
It was an honest mistake, sir.
What? No. We don't make mistakes ever since we flew a helicopter too low and crashed a plane over the Potomac. That was our last mistake, and you just made us another mistake. You're fired.
Fired, sir?
Well, dishonorably discharged. Whatever gets you out of here faster.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Lieutenant Guy, get in here.
Yes, sir?
I need you to go track down that rocket launcher we accidentally gave to a little kid.
Well, that sounds bad.
It is bad. Now get out there and fix it.
Yes, sir.
Jeffy, let go of it.
You let go of it.
You're not going to shoot it again.
I want to shoot it again.
No.
Just a
while. Stop it. It's dangerous.
Yes, Jeffy. You're not going to shoot it again, okay? We have to call the cops and get this returned to the military because it's obviously was a mistake. Who's at the door? Baby, make sure he does not put that rocket back in there.
Okay.
You ain't gonna do shit. Ah, I see that shit.
Hello?
Marvin, what the hell happened to the side of your house?
What the fuck? Jeffy, I said don't you shoot another one!
But there's more!
I don't care if there's more, don't you shit! Rose, stop him! Try harder!
Marvin, what is going on?
Okay, so listen, Jeffy had this annoying fishbowl toy that was really loud and annoying, and I said, I'll buy you a new toy, and then this Nerf rocket launcher commercial came on, I said, I'll buy you that, so then I buy it. It was Nerfy $9.99, by the way.
Ooh, Nerfy? That's pretty steep.
Do you know how much Nerfy is?
It's Nerfy, what do you mean?
Well, my account is negative Nerfy $9.99. Nobody will tell me what Nerfy means. So anyway, I buy the stupid Nerf toy, and this guy in the military outfit comes to deliver it, I sign for it, we go upstairs, we open it, it's a real rocket launcher, and Jeffy won't stop shooting it.
So your son has just been firing a rocket launcher in the house? Jesus, Marvin, make him stop!
He won't stop shooting. He's destroying my house. I need you to take it from him.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. They sent me to get rid of it.
So why is he having... Why did you guys deliver a rocket launcher here?
Well, the military makes Nerf guns, and we also make rocket launchers.
What?
We're probably going to stop doing it now.
Yeah, stop doing it, because now my kid has a rocket launcher.
Okay, I'm going to come inside and take it.
Mommy, I'm about to load another one in this bitch.
Stop. Well, Marvin, your son is ripped.
It's actually my wiener.
Well, it's jacked.
Yeah, daily. Sometimes twice daily.
Tell him why he's losing his rocket launcher.
Yeah, sorry, this was all just a big mistake. See, we make Nerf guns and we make rocket launchers, and there was a mix-up, so I have to take this.
But we paid for it!
Yeah, and we're gonna get a full refund, right?
No, we don't do refunds.
What? No, you're gonna give me back the Nerfy $9.99 that was in my bank account.
You think we have that kind of money just laying around?
How much is Nerfy $9.99?
It's a lot, Marvin, I'll tell you that.
Well, it is in my account. I'm negative Nerfy $9.99, and listen, I would like to return this and get a full refund, please.
No, we don't do a refund.
No, I do get a refund because I bought something and I wasn't delivered the thing I bought. Like, I wanted a Nerf toy. You sent me a rocket launcher, so this is not what I ordered.
I'll give you the Nerf toy if you want a Nerf toy.
I don't want that either. Since there was a mistake, I would just like a refund, and I would like this day not to have happened.
Well, I can't help you on that one.
No, okay, listen. These are my demands. I want a full refund. I want the military to fix
my house, all the walls that are falling down in the roof. I want all that fixed, and I would like for the Nerf 999 to be taken out of my account, back to normal.
The U.S. doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
I'm not a terrorist!
Well, you have a rocket launcher, and you're making demands. You're scaring me.
Okay, well, look. I'm happy.
Oh?
I'm happy, and these are my demands.
Okay.
I'd like a full refund?
No.
But why?
Marvin, are you bipolar?
I was happy!
Yeah, but now you're mad. I think you might be bipolar. I think you got problems.
No, I'm not bipolar. I just would like to say to never have my little time machine go back before all this happened. I just wanted to buy a fucking Nerf toy, and now he has a rocket launcher, and my house is destroyed, and you're telling me I can't get my money back, and I don't know how much money I owe the bank. How much money will I pay to get my account back to zero?
Well, you got to pay the Nerf fee, obviously.
Then no one will tell me. I'm fucking psychotic. Nobody knows. Nobody can tell me the number that I have to pay to get to zero. Nobody will tell me what Nerf fee means. How much is Nerf fee? You know how much Nerf fee is?
No.
See, she doesn't know how much Nerf fee. Do you? Please, fucking be honest. Look me in the eyes and do not say anything except for yes or no. Do you know how much Nerf fee is?
Yes.
How much?
Nerf fee. I don't know what to tell you, Marvin. If you didn't take high school math, that's on you, okay?
High school math!
If you have any complaints, take it up with customer support. Just call their number. I gotta take this.
What customer support? Oh, I'm calling them. I'm gonna tell them what's happening. Okay, I'm calling Nerf support.
Marvin, we should have known that it wasn't a fake gun because it didn't have the orange tip.
Sometimes I have an orange tip when I stick it in a puffy Cheeto bag.
But I ate those, Jeffy. I was wondering why they were broken up into many pieces.
Hello, thank you for calling Nerf, where it's Nerf or nothing. What can I do for you today?
Yes, I'm a very unhappy customer is what I am.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What can I do for you?
Well, we ordered this fucking Nerf rocket launcher, and I paid Nerf $9.99, and then when it got here, it was a real rocket launcher, and my son blew up half my house. So I'd like for my house to be paid to be repaired, and I'd like a full refund of the Nerf $9.99.
Okay, did you try turning it off and turning it back on?
What do you not understand? I got a real rocket launcher, not a Nerf gun. It was a real rocket launcher that blew up half my house.
Well, if you like, you could send it back and pay for the shipping and handling.
But no.
We'll send you a new one.
I do not want a new one. I would like you to refund me my money, the Nerf 999. I'd like my account to go back to the $500 that was in it.
Well, unfortunately, the problem is that since it's opened, we can only issue you a partial refund of a Nerfy nickel.
Is that a lot?
Well, it's 1/10 of 1/100 of a Nerfy.
Marvin, what did he say?
I'm in a bad dream. I want to wake up.
I'm hungry.
Well, I can't buy any food because I have negative Nerf 999 in my fucking bank account.
Marvin, I got the Doritos.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, Marvin, thanks for inviting me over to watch the bowl. You know, I hate watching it at my house. My wife just asks too many questions. Like, what does the yellow line mean? And why are there Foot Locker employees on the field? And why did they get 6 points if they only scored once? And why is it called football if they play with their hands? I don't know, Karen, shut up.
I ask those questions, too.
Marvin, can we go to a bar?
No, I want to watch the game on my couch at home.
Okay, fine. I hate both teams anyway. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, come on, they should be canceled and have to change their name. That's offensive to Indians. And the San Francisco 49ers is offensive to people who aren't 49. Unless it's like 49ers, like 49-year-olds. Hey, Marvin, how many 9-year-olds do you think you could beat up in a fight?
What?
Yeah, like if you got attacked by a bunch of 9-year-olds, or maybe if they all stood in like a single file line and came up one at a time so you had to fight them. Why would they do that?
I think I could beat up 10.
I think I could do 15.
Marvin, do we have any other snacks?
I thought we could grill hot dogs.
Oh, speaking of hot dogs, you guys see Drake's penis?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, it's massive. It's like a snake. He was just wiggling it around. I think he was trying to get control of it, honestly. I'm glad mine's not that big. Mine's nice and compact and simple. It's fun-sized. Yeah, I'm actually over here because my wife and I got in a huge argument when she saw Drake's penis. She was like, why can't your penis be as big as Drake's? And I'm like, I'm sorry, Karen, it's not my fault that some men just have everything. He's got a big penis. He can rap. He's got a big penis. He can sing. He's got a big penis. He's rich. Did I mention how big his penis is? I was hoping it would be small because then at least things would even out somewhere, but no, he just has to have a big penis and have everything. It's not fair.
Baby, what team are you going for?
Taylor Swift's team.
She doesn't have a team. She's just banging one of the players.
Okay, everyone just calm down. Oh, look, the Super Bowl commercials are starting.
Ooh, goody.
Oh, my God, doctor, how's my son? Is he okay?
Your son?
My son, you were just operating on him.
Oh, him, yeah, he's dead.
What?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you couldn't save him?
He got hit by a bus. It dragged him like 5 blocks. What do you think was going to happen?
There wasn't anything you could do to save my son. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my son.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you seem really upset, so I'm going to give you this prescription for some antidepressants.
Thank you, doctor. Mm-hmm. Doritos? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doritos. It'll make you forget about your dead son.
Oh, my God.
Man, that sure is a bangable doctor. I bet he has a penis like Drake's. I'd bang that doctor. Marvin, you'd bang that doctor? Rose, bang the doctor? Bangable doctor? I think he's a pretty bangable doctor.
Oh, look, another commercial starting.
Oh, this one's my commercial.
Wait, you have a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, watch. What a clear September day. And here I am, stuck in the stupid plane. God, I hate flying. Sometimes I just want to crash this plane right into a building. No. You know what? I'm just going to eat a Snickers. That's good. Yeah, that's much better. Now I don't feel like crashing a plane into a building.
Eh? So what do you guys think, huh? You know, that's actually based on a true story. Yep, September 10th. And then imagine my surprise the next day when I saw what happened. God, if only they had a Snickers, right? See, now they're required to keep Snickers on the plane in case that happens. The Air Marshal has one.
How'd you get Snickers to approve that commercial?
Oh, it wasn't easy. It took me 22 years, and they kept saying, nope, it's too early. And then now, this year, since it's been 22 years, and Taylor Swift has a song called 22, they said, now's the year. Air that shit. Mm-hmm.
You're not afraid Snickers is gonna get canceled?
No. I mean, it's not like people are gonna stop eating Snickers. Snickers.
Oh, look, there's another commercial coming on.
Tyrone, our relationship's getting stale. I want something double stuffed, full of cream.
Yeah, you right, baby. That's why I invited my homeboy over, Super Mega D. And I thought you could be the cream in the middle of this situation.
Oh, well, I was thinking more like double stuffed Oreos, Milk's favorite cookie.
We can eat them later. You about to get double stuffed right now, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, Super D, get the bag.
I suddenly want Oreos right now. Do you think they have triple stuffed?
Okay, Marvin, cheer up. Look at this Skittles commercial.
Get in there, boy! Please let me out.
No, you gotta meet your new cellmate, Rainbow.
Rainbow?
What's up, cutie? Come over here, taste Rainbow.
Oh, God.
Get on your knees, boy! Taste that Rainbow.
Why would he spit the Skittles out? What a quitter.
Marvin. Can you go check your mail real quick?
It's Sunday. The mail doesn't come on Sundays.
I think they delivered mail today. Can you go check?
I don't think the mail's here.
You know what? Never mind. You're my buddy. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, look, a Jimmy Butler commercial.
Oh, it's not even about basketball.
Hi, I'm 2-time NBA Finals loser and 0-time NBA champion, Jimmy Butler. When I'm not out on the court losing, I'm at home making coffee, which is my real passion. Now, I know I've made over $200 million playing basketball, but now I want to make $200 million making coffee. So if you gave me the choice between winning 6 championships and having 1 cup of Big Face coffee, you know I'm taking that coffee. And if I had the choice between 10 championships and 1 BBC, I'm taking that BBC. That's Big Black Coffee. So please buy my coffee so I can stop playing basketball.
Damn it, Jimmy, focus on playing fucking basketball. Nobody wants any of your shitty coffee.
Ooh, look, another commercial.
What was that?
Captain, we hit an iceberg. The ship's going down. We're taking in water.
How much water's coming in?
It's gushing in, Captain. It's a heavy flow.
Well, take these tampons and stuff them in there.
Great idea, Captain. Captain, it worked! The ship is safe!
I told you, tampons can solve any flow.
Whoa, I need to get that brand.
Hey, Marvin, you think they really could have stopped the Titanic from sinking using tampons?
No.
Liars! At least my 9/11 commercial was true!
Oh, guys, look, a Burger King commercial.
Wapu, 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 wapu. McDonald's is clearly better. There's no way anyone would eat this shit. D-I-C-K. Your food tastes like dick. Hey, everybody, it's me, Ronald McDonald. And there's no way in shit that you thought Burger King could afford a Super Bowl commercial. This shit costs $7 million every 30 seconds. And I bought 2 minutes. That's $28 million. Burger King hasn't made that in its whole career. I make that shit every second. Let's try it, Whopper. Let's see. Let's give it a chance. What is this shit? I gotta get this taste out of my mouth. Oh, look at that. Double quarter pounder with cheese and shit. Cammy, come here. Get closer. I gotta get closer! Look at that. Look at all that meat. All that cheese. It's about to make me act up. Oh, look at you. Oh, let me just... It doesn't even make you want to chew. You just want to swallow that shit. What? What's that? You called your brother? Hold on. Let me... Oh, hey there, Big Mac. Oh, look at you. Oh, look at you, Big Mac. Oh, you look so delicious. With extra meat. An extra bun. Oh, you guys gotta try this shit. Go to McDonald's. Buy my shit. We put crack in it. And it's good. Oh, so damn good!
I want McDonald's now.
Do you think Drake eats McDonald's?
Aw, now all I can think about is big floppy wiener just flopping around all over the place.
Someone's at the door.
Oh, if it's Drake, tell him to go away. Nobody wants to see it. Except for maybe my wife.
Hello?
Hey there.
Tom Brady!
Let me in, quick. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, that's right.
What are you doing here, Tom Brady?
Well, that stupid Patrick Mahomes is back at the Super Bowl. I thought I sent his ass home crying 3 years ago when my Buccaneers bent him over.
You did?
Well, yeah, but now he's back at the Super Bowl. And if he wins this one, he's gonna have 3 rings.
So?
Yeah, you have 7.
Well, I don't want him catching up to me, so if he loses this one, he'll be 2 for 2 and he'll never catch up.
Yeah, it would be really hard for him to catch up if he loses this one.
Exactly, so what I need you two to do is rig this game and make sure he loses.
How can we rig the Super Bowl?
I have a couple ideas.
Oh, everybody shut up, my Super Bowl commercial's on. I'm retiring, it's over for me.
Mr. Brady! Mr. Brady!
What do you want, kid?
I just wanted to let you know, you're the greatest of all time.
Yeah, kid, whatever.
Mr. Brady, would you like my Coca-Cola?
Well, you really mean it?
Yeah, you can have it. Here, take it.
Gee, thanks, kid. You know, you remind me a lot of my son. Yeah, that's right. Get it, Tom. More tongue. You know, I did that last take 58 times. We got it right on the first try. I just wanted to do 57 more.
That was just a random kid.
Rig that Super Bowl, damn it!
So how are we going to rig the Super Bowl?
I have an idea. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. And I got Patrick Mahomes' jersey.
How'd you get his jersey?
Well, I dressed up like a Kansas City Chiefs player, and I snuck into the locker room and stole it.
Wait, you went all the way to Las Vegas and back?
Yeah, and I got to hurry if I want to get back there before the game starts.
Well, the national anthem's starting right now.
Oh, shit.
Singing the national anthem. Ping and pong.
Thank you so much for having us here today to sing at the Super Bowl. Ping, 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 pong. Ping, 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 pong. Ping, ping, ping.
Oh, shit, we gotta hurry. I bet the national anthem would go for at least 2 minutes.
You can bet on the national anthem?
Oh, yeah, you can bet on anything. Like, I bet Taylor Swift would break up with Travis Kelce if they lost.
No!
She only wants to date a winner.
So how can we make the jersey bad?
Well, the same as last time. We just take this skunk and we spray it on the jersey. So now the jersey's going to be so stinky, Patrick Mahomes won't be able to focus on the game. That and his dad get his third DUI, so I'm sure that's on his mind.
But if he smells so bad, won't the other players not want to tackle him?
Maybe, but this is all we can do for right now.
Ooh, you could tie his shoelaces together.
I will try that if I can get close enough.
You know what you should do? You should pose as one of the receivers, so when Patrick Mahomes throws you the ball, you can drop it on purpose.
Oh, they already have Kadarius Toney. They don't need me for that. All right, I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. And that was close, too, because as soon as I got in the locker room, I saw Patrick Mahomes, and he was like,
"Where's my jersey, man? Hey, Travis, where's my jersey? Coach Reed, do you know where my jersey is? Hey, Travis, can you ask Taylor where my jersey is, please? My jersey, man, my jersey."
So I gave it to him, and then he was like,
"Thanks for my jersey."
He sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Oh, well, at least you didn't get caught.
Yeah.
Let's watch this game.
So, score predictions, anyone?
Ooh, Taylor Swift's team 22, and the other team 2.
So you think the final score is going to be 22-2.
Uh-huh.
So one team is going to get a safety, and that's it. And then the other team is going to score 3 touchdowns and go for 2 for no fucking reason.
What's a safety?
Can we please go to a bar?
No, guys, the game's starting. We got to watch. Everyone be quiet.
Yay! Taylor Swift's team won!
Oh, no, the Chiefs won. You think Brady's mad?
God damn it, boys, what the hell is that? I told you to rig that game!
We tried to. We sprayed Patrick Mahomes' jersey with a skunk.
Yeah, and I got his dad arrested for a DUI last week.
How did you do that?
Well, I bought him a bunch of drinks, and I handed him his car keys and told him to drive home as fast as he could, and then I called the cops on him. But that still wasn't enough. Now he's 3-1 in Super Bowls. Damn it, I'm just so dang mad. Where's my son? I need to give him angry kisses. Get over here.
Junior, your grilled cheese is ready.
Oh, man, I love grilled cheese. Ah, Chef, baby, it's on fire.
Todd, how do you think I grilled
it, idiot.
Shakespeare, I can't eat it. It's too hot.
Well, just blow it. You know, when food is hot, you blow it.
I wish girls thought I was hot food.
What? Don't you just eat your grilled cheese? God.
Oh, I guess I just won't eat tonight since Chef Bibi burned my food again. I really wish somebody could teach Chef Bibi how to cook.
Hey, idiots!
Huh?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you have someone at home that thinks they know how to cook? Are they really bad at cooking? Well, hire me and I'll come tell them that they are absolutely trash at cooking. Might teach them a thing or two.
Ooh, I should hire that guy to teach Chef Pee-Pee how to cook. Oh, I'm gonna call him right now.
Okay, let me add a couple of eggs. Wait, I can juggle these. Oh, they slip.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, don't talk to me, Junior. You didn't even eat your grilled cheese sandwich, and you almost burned the house down.
But me? No, you're the one that turned the grilled cheese on fire.
Wait, if you would have just ate your sandwich, the fire would have went out.
Well, Chef Pee-Pee, have you ever thought about taking cooking lessons?
I thought about getting lessons. I'm a perfect chef. People should take lessons from me every day.
No, I meant like getting cooking lessons, like someone teach you how to cook.
Wait, why would somebody teach me how to cook? I'm perfect.
Well, no, you're not, Chef Pee-Pee. You're really bad at cooking.
Wait, I'm not bad at cooking. I'm a god at cooking. Look, I came out of my mom's womb cooking. I was in her stomach with a spatula or whatever she's sticking up there.
Well, Chef Pee-Pee, look, I hired someone to give you cooking lessons.
Wait, give me cooking lessons? I'll be giving them the cooking lessons. Who is it, Chef Boyardee? He wish he could be me.
Well, no, it's someone you probably know. Ooh, that's them right now. I'll go answer the door.
Whatever. Go get your little friend.
Hello?
What are you supposed to be?
A turtle, I think.
A turtle? You've got to be the fattest turtle I've ever seen. Go eat a Snickers, chunky boy.
Well, second thought, maybe I could chop you up into a nice turtle soup. Or maybe you'd complement a nice tomato bisque with some coriander and basil. Delicious.
Well, no, I didn't hire you to cook me. I hired you to teach my friend how to cook.
Well, get out of the bloody way and show me to the kitchen, fat boy.
Okay.
It's almost done.
All right, he's in here.
Jesus Christ! Bend me over and check my rectal temperature. What in God's name's going on here?
Oh my God! Gordon Ramsay? You're in my house? In my kitchen? Wait, what are you doing here?
Well, I feel like I'm in a nightmare, and I'm Freddy Krueger, and that's worse than the Hiroshima bombings. What in God's name are you trying to make?
Well, I was making macaroni noodles with a side of egg and marinara sauce.